Hey, folks. So as you may or may not know, I've been on vacation for all of last week. And while I was gone, unfortunately, we had some major, major breakdowns of some important components. And everything we were recording got really screwed up. And unfortunately, all the backups were also messed up. This has actually never happened before. So we're really sorry. The video has a stutter in it. We can't get rid of it. We're going to try to do stuff, but unfortunately, the version that's going up tonight is going to have a video, like, it's going to stutter every few seconds. Sorry about that. But this shouldn't happen again, maybe? I don't know. That HyperDeck, it's giving us problems. I'm going to have to call the manufacturer. That's fun. See you guys later. And once again, sorry.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Game Over Greggy Show. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Now, here's what I'm going to tell you, Greg. When I asked for water, you delivered.
Yeah.
Not only that, but you gave me an amazing pour. A lot of people, safety line, much lower than what you've said screw convention, screw safety.
Man, no.
I'm going to fill this to the brim. And guess what, brother? I love you for it.
You know what's it all about? You know why? These hands don't shake. You know what I mean? Look at them fucking stone cold right there. You know what I mean?
Shocking. These colors don't run.
These colors run. Over there, the baby blues, Tim Geddes.
What's the most?
And then, for the first time ever on the Game Over Greggy Show, my best friend from childhood and ever, Poe. You've heard him. You've heard him in every story.
Yes.
Every story
Many
ever.
Many phone calls.
Many phone calls, yeah. Poe.
Random calls. Yes. Very nice.
What is that like when you look at your phone and your best friend since the first grade is on it and you legitimately have to think to yourself, should I pick this up right now?
Yeah, I mean, the standard Greg rule is if he's calling you, it's probably for a show.
Yeah.
Instead of he needs something, you know? Outside of the depressing news you gave me the one time. But yeah, for the most part, you know, if it's going to be a text.
Why are you calling me on a Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Why do you think I'm calling you on a Tuesday night?
Going back and back into this Greg's cancer call to me. But yeah, it was, you know, one of those. Yeah, this is odd. Why would he call me on a Tuesday? But yeah, other than that, yeah, it's going to be something for a show and something weird.
One time, I'm at
an airport.
You want to keep everybody guessing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I understand.
How do you make cancer fun? I struggled, all right?
We got there in the end.
I didn't knock it out of the park.
Sure did.
You know what I mean?
Sure
I
did.
Tried, though.
And from the other end, I did not do a good job. I'm like, so what do we do now? And like, I don't know. You want to laugh about stuff? Like, okay, sounds good.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you do it, though.
That's
Tim.
How you do it, man.
Now, Tim, let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You are sunburned.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell happened to you now?
Fucking SF Giants. They need to figure out their shit.
You want a dome?
Yeah, dude. Dome us up, man.
Thunderdome.
Why the fuck is that not a thing?
Now,
baseball games don't make sense.
Now, did you put on sunscreen?
No.
Why?
I didn't expect this.
How are you like that?
I walk across the street and I get burned.
Me too. I've kind of just
But Poe knows he puts on sunglasses. Right? He puts on sunscreen.
I just don't like how it feels.
Who cares, though? Look at
me.
You're going to get more of the skin cancer.
I'll agree with that. Did you wear a hat?
No.
No, Tim's not going to fashion over function.
I didn't plan for this. It just kind of happened. Like, I knew I was going to go, but I kind of expected we were, A, going to be under shade, or B, inside somewhere.
Mm.
Like, from everything I've ever seen from Alexis, I've never went to one of the baseball games with them, but it's always been like, oh, we're going to be in this club thing, or in this box, or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what I was expecting. No, we were in the bleachers under the beating sun in San Francisco, which also isn't a thing. I leave my sunset house, it's foggy as all fuck, and I'm like, I couldn't have a better day.
Yeah.
And then I get down there, and I'm like, this is going to suck.
Yeah, you gotta plan for that. Poe and I went to the game the day before.
But I then sunscreened up. There was very nice people all around me. About four different people gave me sunscreen.
Sure.
And I layered that shit.
Yeah, that's the classic, though, as you're baking, though,
right?
Where they're looking at you like, you probably need this.
No, as soon as I got...
See, the damage was done.
Mm-hmm.
Was it SPF 5?
No, but it wasn't the 150 that I need.
Nice.
You know
yes,
I mean?
Another person
so you know
that's about the 150.
You know what's up?
They're like, you know, after 100 only goes up this much. I need that.
I need it.
I need every fox.
Wait, there's actually a SPF 150?
Yes, there is.
And you... Wow, that's sad.
I mean, look at Poe. You think he doesn't know about this?
No, you guys, like, I'm looking at both your arms, and like, if I blink, I don't know which one is which.
Honestly, no. Like, you have to understand how fucking freaky it is for me, though, right? Of, you know, Tim here, co-founder of Kinda Funny. I'm traveling with him all the time. Mm-hmm. I've seen him at his worst here, burned to shit. I've seen him at his best, not burned at all. But when I look at his arms, I see Poe's arms.
Yeah.
And that's what it was like. The first time Poe got really burned, it was like, I'm sorry, the first time Tim got really burned, it was like, oh, you're like Poe.
Mm-hmm.
We have to really watch you and do it.
And I think, brethren.
It was what, like this year at Comic-Con, maybe, Did you go to Comic-Con this year?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was like the Rocket League thing.
Right. And like you were like layering like I've never seen a man layer. And you were coming out, looked like you were covered in mayonnaise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't even blending anymore, but you kept putting it on. You had to be there.
Because I had something I had to look good for. I don't remember what it was. But that's my whole thing. With this, yesterday I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to Bali. I'm going to burn even more there.
Yeah,
might as well get a fucking nice coat going. You know what I mean?
It's not as burnt as I've seen you. Oh, yeah, the worst burn I've ever seen was when we did Love and Sex stuff in Austin.
That was the worst ever.
And you were blistering
everywhere.
And people would look like, you know it's bad because people were like, hey, Nick. They would just look at Tim like,
oh, my God, are you okay? What do we do? Like, no, what do we do? Okay.
You know what would have been a really good idea? If we shot an entire 18-episode season of a show in that one day when I was sunburned.
Yeah.
So forever, you can just watch those videos and just see me sunburned.
Hey, man, that's a good reason for people to go back and watch now. You know?
Go back and watch, man.
For Poe with the sunburn stories, I always think of two. One, we graduate high school. We have a friend named Ken who's got a beat up camper. So a bunch of idiot 18-year-olds are like, we're going to fix this thing up, which really meant Ken and his dad are going to fix it up. And then we're going to
step back and watch.
We're going to drive this thing somewhere. And they pointed at a random map and they found Apalachicola. And that's where you're going, down south.
Florida.
Yeah, Florida. Oh, the Floribama line, right? Mm-hmm. And so we went down there and we were like, we're going to go swim in the Gulf here. We're going to do all this stuff. And we went there and Poe's like, they're not getting me. I'm one-upping the sun, and I'm going to wear a shirt while Poe, an athlete then, a collegiate athlete, you know what I mean? He had abs, you know what I mean? He had this body. It wasn't that he was hiding it like
it wasn't this that you see before.
I was hiding under a fucking Hawaiian shirt because I was like, I'm just fucking fat.
Hey, brother, I've been there.
Yeah, I know.
I've been there.
Poe's like, I'm going to fucking one-up these guys. I'm going to wear a shirt. Somehow burned through the shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Worse than the people who also got burned.
I too lived that life.
Yeah.
Fucking hard. The worst thing was one time I was wearing a football jersey and I was like, it's lighter, it'll be fine.
Oh, you had no undershirt on?
No undershirt. And it was a Tim Brown jersey from the Oakland Raiders, number 81.
Black. Gonna risk
And it was black. Yes. So I'm like, we're playing in the ocean and Santa Cruz and it was having a great time. Two fatal flaws there. One, I get sunburned in little dots.
Yeah.
So that fucking sucked. And two, my nipples got so fucking chafed.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't realize that was going to be an issue. Yeah. Things were super bad. So then I was burned and shaved.
Oh, that's too bad, man. You know what I'm going to get for you next time we go into any sort of ocean? Just the full rash
guard. The next
guard.
Time we go into any type of ocean. I never want to do an ocean with
any bottle.
But the next time.
We're going to get you like a full like 1980s rash guard. Like the ones that you used to wear in underneath the wetsuits that go all the way up to here, cover all of your arms. And then you can wear like, we'll get you one for the bottom part too.
I'm good, dude.
And that's just, I want that. Pull you around like that.
Yeah.
Because you get pretty burned too.
Yeah, if I don't watch it. But even then, I get red. Yeah, but don't get me wrong, I'm not like fucking tanning by any means. No. But I'm usually better than Tim.
Because I can tell that you were
so bad
out.
Yesterday, like, we were at the ballpark for maybe an hour. And Finnegan looks at me and goes, you're already peeling.
That's.
And then Gia scratches my neck and it's just like,
oh god, oh god, no, that's gross. Yeah, because like you got some sun, but I would look at you and go, you got some sun.
Oh, like this weekend?
Of the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. I went to a baseball game too.
But to be fair, when you're
same one kind of
when you get burned or like too much sun, it goes very well with the I'm drinking too much beer motif.
Thank
for you.
That's what I do.
So like when you get super drunk and you've got a little bit of red to you, I'm like, that's just
can't
the
tell.
We
you
all
can't
know.
Tell what
that's
it is,
what we love. Did you guys go to the same fucking game?
Wait, put a pin in. We went on Saturday and they went on Sunday.
Okay, I was gonna say.
Yeah, I know, right?
We did. You put sun stuff on.
Yeah. Pin on that story though, real quick.
Sure.
About getting red drinking. The other sunburns post story I always think of is we're coming back from France. We went on a school trip to France or whatever, and we're in the like security line, and without thinking, we're like, you're all exhausted. We've been up forever. You're trying to get home or whatever. You're in this fucking line. I turned to whoever was with me. I'm like, watch this. This will be funny. And I poked Poe on the back because Poe just doesn't like to be touched. Expecting him to be mad that he got touched. Period. I forgot that he was sunburned and grumpy. And I did it. He's like, oh, man. He's like screaming at me in the customs line. I'm like, right, the sunburn. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to do that.
The worst thing about sunburns is showers.
Yep.
Getting in them showers and all of a sudden it touches you and it just feels like 1,000 knives.
Well, that's how I figured out how the day was. You know, you go into the shower and you're like, I think I did okay today. And then you're like, you can feel the hot spots. Like, I got hit here.
That's the problem with me is I feel like I was born in the darkness, mm-hmm. and now it's the sun. I just can't deal with it. But I've dealt with it for so long.
Aren't you half Italian?
I am. I don't know what the fuck happened.
What happened?
But I feel like I'm so used. My natural state of being is sunburned.
Yeah.
So like this sunburn. You could slap me on the neck, and I'm fine. I'm used to it.
It didn't.
Like, I wouldn't even consider this a sunburn.
Yeah, it didn't even occur to me that you were sunburned. Like I know that you're sunburned. Well, that's just normally Tim. It's what state of sunburn is he going to be in the next time I see him?
Now you brought up me getting red or whatever when I drink.
Yeah,
which I think I hide pretty well. All right.
Well, boozy McGillicuddy. Okay.
I was thinking about this recently. I forget why, but the first time I was ever really drinking at one of the condo parties or whatever, I remember having a conversation with Poe. I was sitting there and he sat down next to me. We'd both been drinking, and he's like, "How you doing?" I'm like, "I'm really hot." And he's like, "Oh, well, yeah, you know, like alcohol will do that to you." And I was just like, "No, I'm hot." And I like refused to accept that it was one of the alcohol symptoms.
Well, oh, so you weren't like accidentally sitting on a grill or
something?
No, like
I was
that.
Just like, I was like very, very, very clear
that
it was not the alcohol, right?
Like, yeah.
I know my body. I've been a fucking man for 18 years.
Yeah, beautiful, man.
Oh, wow. Oh, hey, how you doing?
I feel like I've bounced back from sunburn. Where when I first moved up here, I used to get sunburned all the time, but now really? It just doesn't happen.
You're Italian. Oh, you're full blown.
Well, I grew up in Southern California, so like I was always in the sun, like to some degree. So I think my skin developed a little bit more of a tolerance for it. Then moving up here, like this was 12 years ago when there was just no sun. It was like the year that it rained for 40 days straight, and my skin just got way more sensitive to sunlight. Now I think I've bounced back because my wife.
You're
loves.
Always olive now.
My wife just is like, we're going out in the sun. We have to.
She likes to stay in the pools, right, and read magazines.
It's my worst nightmare. My worst nightmare.
Sure.
Still to this day, I'm 30 years old. Don't like taking my shirt off in front of people. Mm-hmm. I married a woman that requires me to do that on almost a weekly basis. Shows how much I love this woman. Because I'm like, I don't like this. I can sit. People are judging me. I don't like the way my body looks. And this place does not have fountain beverages. That's just rule number one.
Trying to party. I didn't know you were trying to party.
I'm always trying to party, dog.
Not really. Not you've been on a Diet Coke bender.
I felt
you were good
wagon.
For a long time, and now it's fucking on.
On Sunday, I think I only had Diet Coke. And at one point, D was like, you know, we're going to stop you right there. We're just going to put some water in that glass. I'm like, that's probably a good idea. I'm starting to shake. A lot of caffeine. Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, man. I feel you so much in this going to the pool to hang out. I don't understand this desire. I'm just going to lay out by the pool.
Sure.
And bake?
Yeah. Yeah.
Seems like I'm wasting a lot of time. Could be playing games. Exactly.
I mean, like the switch, you can do that, but then there's glare.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
it's horrible.
I'm very scared, guys. I'm about to embark. Today is my last day in America.
Yeah.
I think you leave tomorrow night.
Tomorrow is my last day.
Are you not coming in tomorrow?
You could be not in America.
Are we recording shows with you tomorrow?
But tomorrow night, I'm going to Bali, Indonesia, and then Tokyo. And all of this scares me. You know, I'm a very, I like what I know.
Yeah.
So going to this place that's the birthplace of yoga. All right,
you're a big yogi.
Ubud.
Sure.
I don't know.
Right, don't
we're going there.
Yes.
And it's in a fucking jungle. It's just a jungle. And then there's a place called the Monkey Forest that we're going to go. And Gia signed me up for this. And she's like, oh, yeah, like this sounds like something you'd like. I'm like, what about the Monkey Forest?
No, that's something you'd sounds like, Gia. Like, and you're allowed to say that. Yeah, you're allowed to say, I'd really enjoy
she's
this.
She's doing this like sunrise yoga thing. She's doing all this stuff, which is totally fine. This is her vacation. I'm just part of the, I'm just there.
Your baggage.
Right? I am the baggage of this. But
welcome to
I'm
marriage.
Fucking horrified about meeting these fucking monkeys.
Why?
I've seen all these YouTube videos of these monkeys all monkeying around, riding their little scooters and stuff. You know what I mean?
That it's adorable. The circus.
But like, then they do that thing where they're like, and like they have the fucking fangs.
Remember that chimp that ate that lady's face? That could be you.
Exactly, dude. And it's going to be me. Like, I know the monkeys are going to fuck with me.
That's great.
Like, oh, you have to put your wallet in, like, because they know to pickpocket.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Everything about this sounds horrible, man.
What I love the idea here is if we just had a little bit more money, and by a little bit, I mean like $50,000 more, and we surprised you by also being there, and we had Kevin in a monkey outfit, and he ran up to you, and he was doing monkey kind of things and stealing wallets.
That would be the best. I think, isn't Kevin going? Oh, no, Kevin's not going.
No, he's not.
No, Kevin's at the Hawaii wedding right now.
Yeah.
Y'all with these fucking weird ass weddings. Place, you know what I mean? It used to be you go down to the fucking 4-H club, you have the wedding, you're done, it's over.
Yeah. The next,
thanks, Greg.
Not next GOG because we're recording that out of order, but the next GOG is going to be me back from my trip, and I'm sure there's going to be stories there.
The thing,
if I survive and I'm not monkey killed,
you're not going to get monkey killed. You're not going to like a bazaar in Indiana Jones. Like, they're not going to fucking poison you.
You don't know.
Am I not, dude?
Also, monkeys are wild animals. No one knows
what's
going on.
There's so much weird shit going on. First off, there was a tsunami that I just read about. That's scary. That happened, and it says scientists don't know why it happened. Like, that's not good, specifically in Indonesia.
Sure, I'll figure it out.
But we're being sent this like warning for people going to Indonesia this week. Like, here's things you need to know. And I expected it to kind of be like, I don't know,
weird worms and shit. Yeah,
exactly. Like, no, the shit. The most specific thing, there's some festival happening where they're like, they need to limit the amount of traffic happening. So cars whose license plate ends in an odd number aren't allowed to drive on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday.
Smart.
What the fuck?
Now, like, are even people off? They don't have to worry, period?
Then
it's the other day. I want to make sure it was fair.
But, like, what the hell? This is the type of shit I'm going to have to deal with?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you're going to be fine, first off, because I think your perception of it is going to be a lot different than what it is. They'll have organized government and like administrative facilities, things like
that. Sounds
like
the monkeys run it.
It's not like Congo or
Monkey Island. The monkeys run it.
No, it's not going to be like that. Dude. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of like nice resources, and you're going to go to a nice hotel and stay there.
The phone calls I've had don't lead me to believe this, but
it's not going to. You're not going to have all the creature comforts of there's going to be a Starbucks on every corner for sure. And I'm sure most of your activities will be limited to wherever, like the hotel or whatever planned trips you have, that's like a guided thing.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be able to drive yourself around.
What if when you get to the Monkey Island for the monkey excursion, they have like monkeys that have jobs, right? So like you get there and the monkeys run up and they get your bags and take them somewhere. And then there are monkeys in like a monkey police car that's like driving around. They're just on top of it.
They're you looking just for go and people's license plates to make sure.
Is that odd or even?
They're like, we had no choice. We had to put the monkeys to work.
They're our natural resource.
They are a natural resource. It was either fight them or join them.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand that.
Does a monkey force not terrify you guys the way it does?
Yeah,
like,
no,
I get scared of small dogs. Like, these things, they have thumbs.
They're, I think you're going to be fine.
Well, yeah. On their feet, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the definition of monkeys?
It's a guided excursion,
isn't
right?
Monkeys
they're not just like
this.
I don't know, walk into the...
There's probably going to be a trail you're going to walk through, and that's going to be fine. They have...
what are the monkeys doing? Just hanging out?
Yeah, they're just out. They're on the trees.
In the trees?
You hear them all over the place. One, maybe two kids get scooped up.
Have you met a monkey before?
Have I met a monkey before? When I was in Costa Rica, they had monkeys, howling monkeys in the trees.
Thank you for bringing this up, because I'd like to talk about the differences of 2018 versus 1989, where the Ace Hardware in Wheaton, Illinois, had a fucking monkey in the back of it.
That's super illegal.
In a, like, the plexiglass thing, and it was just fucking there. Who was like, you know what I'm saying? We got a hardware store with power tools. Shove a monkey in the back on a fucking tire swing.
To be fair, if you have a choice of that hardware store or like an Ace Hardware, that might be the deciding factor, is the monkey.
It worked for sure, because my dad knew I didn't give flying fuck about the wood, so he dropped me off with the monkey and go do whatever he needed to do, and I just stare at this poor monkey.
And he survived and became the man he is today.
Super handy, very crafty, builds all the time. My dad used to take me to fucking Home Depot all the time, and there were two things that I did not like doing when I was a kid with my family. One, going to church. Hated it. I was like, I am never more bored than when I'm sitting here listening and I'm in a pod. I'm like, oh my God, this is just, I can't focus on any of this shit. And then number two was my dad was like, why don't we get in the car and go to the Home Depot? And I'm like, why don't I drive a screw through my fucking eyeball?
You nailed
it. I don't want to do this at all. And it didn't help that my brother was super into building shit. And so like his career now is to build shit.
Yeah.
And I'm still the guy that cannot fix a fucking light bulb if my life depended on it. It was the worst.
For me, growing up in the burbs of Chicago, the problem, of course, was when mom and dad would wake up and go, you know what we should do today? Let's go to Farm and Fleet in DeKalb, a 45-minute, 50-minute drive, maybe an hour, depending on traffic around the house. As a kid?
Hell no.
Fuck no. And this is before DeKalb, known, of course, for Cindy Crawford. Mm-hmm. She's from there. Before, now it's probably modern. They probably have running water. But at the time, this is Hicksville Central, all right, for the kid who just wants to play fucking a Sega Master System. I'm getting drug out to Farm and Fleet, which is what it sounds like, just a giant fucking store for farmers and shit. Now, the one upside is,
pretty cool,
and I will get, Tim, as a master of hype, you'll enjoy this. Around mid-November, Farm and Fleet would close off and wall off a giant section of its store where it would start building the Christmas toy area. There were no toys in Farm and Fleet normally, but again, all these, hey, I'm a farmer motherfuckers, they had to come in and get their shit kids something.
Yeah.
So like there was a huge toy in there that would be pretty cool. So like I didn't mind much end of November, December time frame going to Farm and Fleet, but the rest sucked. Not to mention, whenever we'd come back in the spring, always a tornado. Always a tornado warning and a thunderstorm.
Yeah, if I heard it once, terrible. Heard it twice.
You know, I better look at my phone because I have learned my mom watches this and then texts me things and tries to call me during all this stuff.
I saw a storm on Instagram. I saw a fire tornado. This That's is a horrifying. Real fucking thing that firefighters have to contend with.
Yeah.
It started in the guy's line. There was two firefighters holding a hose, and the line was up in the fucking air. And the fire tornado.
Wait, what's the line?
Their water line. Their
oh,
hose.
They're shooting
Excuse
water
me.
Into the
no,
air.
No, no, no. Their hose, the hose was being lifted in the air by some fucking demonic force.
Oh, wow.
And then when the smoke cleared a little bit, it was a actual tornado made of fire.
Wow.
And they were like, the hose melted. Like, the thing sure, just melted sure. the hose. And like try to pull it away from us, and we fought it for a second. We're like, "Fuck it, we gotta let it
now,
go."
Now, to be fair, I feel like Terrifying. It has been a one-sided fight between firefighters and fire for a long time.
For a long time, dude. Shout out to just the name firefighters. Is there anything cooler than that?
Starscream.
What do you do? I fight cool fires.
Yeah. Yeah, that is cool.
Jeez,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Home Depot story for
Here
you.
Here we go. Yeah. Finally,
back in the day, Kevin's dad would bring us, and it was the same thing. Kevin loved it always.
Of course,
he's fucking Kevin. It was me, my brother, and Kevin were there, and we were like, I don't know. Let's say I was 6, Kevin was 5, my brother 4.
We can say whatever we want, he'll never hear
he'll
this.
Never know. He'll never know. But we Kevin's mom at some point told us that because we thought we were brothers because we're dumb kids, like all three of us. And she's like, no, you're not blood, like you're brothers, but you're not blood brothers. So
oh
we
God.
Decided.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
We did it.
Stab each other in the scrotums.
No, we cut ourselves on a saw in Home Depot.
Oh.
And then we like shed blood.
First off, like one of those, like a saw like this or a circular saw?
It was just like a saw disc.
Oh, saw
you know
blade.
What I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So was it hard to do or was it easy?
I mean, it's pretty easy to cut yourself when you're trying to.
Fair.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that checks out.
But yeah, that was a bad thing. Don't do that, no matter how old you are.
But now you're all blood brothers.
We're all blood brothers. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Legally.
Mm-hmm. So you have a little bit of Kevin inside
I
you right now.
I got a little bit of Kevin inside me.
Yeah, that's it.
Where do you think it manifests itself the most?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Not feel like you're a psychologist. Know. Let's get on the couch and talk
yeah,
about this.
Yeah, let's lay down. Tell me about all the things Kevin's done to
well,
you.
Well, see, Poe hasn't spent enough time with Kevin to really appreciate the magnitude of Kevin Coelho.
It's true.
See, the thing about Kevin that no one really appreciates is that when you first meet him, you're like, he's the
what
most
a lovely
delightful
human
being.
A ray of sunshine.
Look at all the great.
He's helpful.
He's very helpful. He's yeah. doing yeah. things for me.
Agreed.
You have to work around him for a very long time to get the nuance of Kevin. In that, yes, there still is that side of him, but there's also another side of him that's darker. It's a dark side.
All
he loves fucking with you. He loves fucking with people.
Is that why he sent me to that burrito place?
What did he do?
There we go.
Did you not like Gordo's?
I did not like Gordo's.
Yeah, see, I'm with you on that one.
That is
not. We
understand.
Don't know if it's a joke or not, but Tim swears by
no,
it.
That's where Tim took him, yeah. And I was like, I don't know if that's a good call, and you ruined San Francisco burritos for Poe forever. So how does that feel? He says Chicago burritos are better. How's that sound?
Much better.
I mean, I'm just gonna.
I'm sorry.
Be quiet here. I can't even.
I'm sorry,
deal
Poe.
With...
Did you say Chicago burritos are much better than Southern California or Northern California burritos? Is that
well,
what
that's
you're
the
saying?
Thing. If you're
saying off Gordo's,
yeah. Well, but if you go to Southern California, like I'm gonna, I believe that's gonna be better there. But like, you know, we have a strong Latino population in the city, so yeah.
I don't believe that.
There's a couple things here. First off, Nick, you like Gordo's, like you can't just jump
I don't,
on this. Hate
see,
train.
The thing is this: I don't dislike Gordo's, but I don't think it's. Good. I don't think it's a great taqueria. I think it's run of the mill, middle of the road.
I put
taqueria.
A Gordo's no, next to a Chipotle. Where are you going?
I would go to Chipotle. Now, here's why: fountain beverages.
Now, here's the thing, though.
Your Diet Coke.
Here's the thing that's important for everyone. Do you
Gordo's might have fountain beverage actually?
I do.
Okay, good.
Oh, he's a normal
so,
person.
So yeah. You're probably the only normal person at this table when it comes to eating burritos.
Okay.
I can't. Too many carbs.
Wait,
me.
What are you talking about?
Burritos?
When I eat a burrito. I want rice, beans, meat, maybe guac, maybe some cheese in it.
Okay,
that's
okay.
How I want a burrito.
I respect that.
Yeah. That's
Greg
my
Miller. Like your burrito judging is like you're not eating burritos if there's not beans.
Hey
yeah,
man, if they can't stand
corn
without 75% of the ingredients in them, they ain't great. You know what
now
I'm
that's,
saying?
To be fair, you're right. I have to hold off on my full opinion of Gordo's because I've never actually had a burrito there. I've only deconstructed the burrito.
That's
the
my
components
point,
of them though generally dry and the service there. They act like they're putting you out. Like you're putting them out, right?
What are you talking
they
about?
They have that air. They have, fuck, man. I was sitting here.
All right, man.
I was standing
listen.
Here, like, staring at the meat.
I don't
have to use it now?
Out.
Fuck, man.
You're
You've also only been to the worst of the Gordo's.
Yeah, by the old place.
Still good.
Ninth, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went to Violet's last night next to Fiorella, and I saw a Gordo's through the window there. In the Richmond. That's
yeah.
I think it's your
That's not my Gordo's.
Oh, all right.
There's two in the Richmond that are, like, within 10 blocks of each other.
Okay.
That one's fine. People like Gordo's, though, man. It's
yeah,
an institution.
Yeah, they got a problem, for
yeah.
sure.
It made the list. It was the 26th best burrito in the world.
Cool Greg just pointed me at you, bitch.
Wait, so he's a Cool Greg Gordo's fan? Is that what's happening?
I feel like it's honestly, I feel like it's kind of like a Portillo's thing. Where I'm like, there's probably better hot dogs, but fuck it, it's Portillo's. It's fucking the institution. That's what you do. That's where you live.
I don't know. I feel like that's more of the In-N-Out type thing, where like I was really had these high expectations for In-N-Out, and then I got there, I'm like, it's fine. It just didn't blow me away.
I mean, I'm not trying to hype up Gordo's. Like, Gordo's is not like this, like, it's the best burrito you've ever had. But it is definitely a great burrito. And it's like, it's renowned in the Bay Area.
Mm. La Fonda. Any day, all day.
It's great. But it's good. There's nothing special about it.
No, I would say La Fonda's not special. But there, I mean, that's the thing. Like, the Bay Area has a ton of, I would say the same with pizza.
Go to the Mission, right, about too. Before, yeah.
A ton of
it's all better than Taco Deli. Andy, you're agreed with me from the other
I'm
room.
From the RVGs.
I'm
from the RBG, red, blue, green. We're color coordinated.
Oh, I'm Andy.
I'm wearing the DiGiorno pizza shirt, unironically.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Game Over Greggy Show. Each and every sometimes five, best friends gather on this table. Each bring a random topic to the conversation for your amusement. If you like that, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can get each and every episode early. How early, Poe?
You can pretty damn early.
Right now. You can be watching it live right now on patreon.com/kindoffunny. If you miss it then, as we record it live the following Friday, you can get it as a video. You can get it as an MP3. The video comes with the pre and post show that's included with the live show. If you don't want to give us any bucks, no big deal. Head over to youtube.com/kindoffunny and podcast services the following Friday, and it's up for free everywhere. Poe, I assume you've never watched this show before.
I've seen it. Once.
when it started, you're like, all right, what is this? This sucks. I'm out. On this show, I tell a lot of childhood stories about myself. Really, and they try to convince me all the time that I'm weird and that I had a weird childhood and all this shit. Am I a weirdo, Poe?
In a word, yes.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
I mean,
take it.
When we're doing stuff together, of course, that's not weird. I mean, that's just regular stuff that you're doing. But yeah, there's been certainly moments here. I did catch your one episode, though, before. We were talking about like something I never heard about, like chasing some raccoons or something with your grandma.
Oh, yeah, Grandma Miller out front with me. You met Grandma.
No idea that was going on.
Dude, let me ask you this question. If I gave you three options, multiple choice, what does Greg Miller's room smell like growing up? A, apples. B, coconut. C, urine that he threw in the back of his dresser.
I need D, because it smells always like rotten eggs. Because, whoa.
That is true, but it needs to be clarified. It's because we had well water, and the water smelled like...
Is there sulfur in it?
Yeah, exactly. We had a water softener. Mom isn't calling, so she clearly isn't watching this episode. We had softener, right? That made the water smell like rotten eggs. But I was there. I was in it. I didn't smell it. You know what I mean? Then, of course, the other weird thing that you don't know is weird, because you're living your life as a kid in a house. You don't know whatever is that they were so worried about the septic tank. You remember this?
Yep.
You'd wipe your ass with toilet paper, and rather than flush it, you were supposed to toss it in the trash can next to the toilet.
Yeah, that's stinky. They do that with old pipes in like older buildings sometimes. It's just not good. We haven't repiped. What I thought you were going to say was they were so worried about the septic tank that you had to poop while Jamie Kennedy watched you.
What? Why would that matter?
Don't put that in there.
Weird impression of my mom. And I really struggled with the visual of what was happening because you went... Is she on like a lifeguard tower?
Your mom just seems always taller than she is. Like she's got that air about her of authority. Like
you don't call her big old Jamie Kennedy for nothing. You know what I mean? You don't want to cross big old Jamie Kennedy.
It's always a weird thing though when you were a kid where you thought your world was like, because I recently visited a friend, Eric. I went over to his house, drop off something, and I hung out with this kid, and I was like, it struck me for the first time that I'm like, this, your child's world is whatever you choose to show that child.
Yeah, sure.
They don't have a life outside of this house, so they're not socialized for when new people they don't recognize come in. And like Eric's kid, lovely child, but was like, who the fuck is this guy? I don't like him. Who are these people?
All kids get super shy, right? When a new person shows up.
And Eric was like, just give him 10 minutes. He'll be jumping up and down on you in a second. And sure as hell he was.
You show him some MMA movies?
No. But I put the bug in everyone's ear. I'm like, when your kid's ready to train, you send him to fucking Ra's al Ghul over here. and I'll make sure he can get at least a white belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Well, you know, like, if he wanted to do the real shit, he can't Ra's al Ghul, you know.
What they call that one wrestler who had, like, the dungeon or something for the training?
The Hart family. The Hart family dungeon. Oh, yeah. Hart Stu Hart, yeah. Yeah.
On the dungeon. Have you met Grandma Miller?
Yes. One time when we were trick-or-treating.
Just one time, man.
I think so.
Okay.
And that's when we were, you know, hiding out, TPing houses. And
what were you?
Oh, my God. Trick-or-treating us. Story.
Yeah, so.
No, we weren't trick-or-treating. Jesus Christ.
pull that mic a little closer to you when you're.
Right here?
Just come closer to the.
Real close.
There you go. That's
good. Yeah, so, I mean, I just remember that was. I mean, we put some pieces together because it was so long ago, but yeah,
I want to point out, you probably met her in passing at a grandparent's day or something like that.
Sure.
Okay.
We had like some, like, you know, dressed as like some Civil War guy or something in grandparent's day.
Yeah,
you know,
of course. Show off, of course.
What the fuck is grandparent's day?
Wow. It was when, you know, and at St. Petronell in Glen Ellen, where you would say it's grandparent's day, so your grandparents come to school. And you traditionally have made some kind of shitty arts and crafts thing you give them, and there's speeches you give to them, and it's like...
Man, if I were a grandparent, really I'd be exclusive. Like, I don't want to go to that. Just bring it home with you.
Well, just I'm see, not honestly, what it really seemed school. Like was a roll of the dice thing. You know what I mean? Like, parent-teacher can be conflict enough, you know what I mean, depending on your situation. But grandparents, like, you're rolling the dice if they're around. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, like, it seems like a weird thing.
I forget,
thing.
You didn't I'm get sure the day off either if they weren't there.
No.
You just had to sit there and be sad that these other people had their grandkids.
Sometimes, see, grandparents, they would not fly in 2018.
Oh,
they,
God,
they'd be like,
they still
like,
do it.
I don't believe it. No
well,
way.
You know, Glen Ellen, it's a different type of a place now.
Well, you can't.
You still got grandmas there?
You can't ostracize someone because they have living grandparents. Like, you have to, they're still allowed to celebrate their grandparents. Right. It just.
I don't know. They,
well, I'm going to wait.
It just sucks for you that your grandparents died. My grandma, I barely knew any of my grandparents.
Yeah.
And you know what? Good riddance is what I say. No.
Yeah, who knew?
I'll tell you a grandparents' day story. All right. Now, I like having him here. It's a good catalyst for stories I've never told on the show.
Point, yeah.
This is honestly, and I don't use regret often. You know what I mean? Biggest regret, didn't wear my retainers. Second biggest regret, I forget it was something stupid also. But this is up there, you know what I mean?
Never using condoms. Never using condom? No plan on it.
A regret I think about often with Grandma Miller, of course, queen of raccoons. It was the fact that you had to make some fucking shitty poem for fucking grandparents' day. You know what I mean? Like, all right, whatever. And then
like,
read it in front of the...
Roses are red. I wish you were dead, Grandma.
Jesus fucking Christ. All right, Grandma Miller was a saint. Taken before her time.
All right.
Actually, she's like 80 something. She had a good life. Don't worry about
it.
But I remember my stupid poem ended with something along the lines of, so I'll take you to lunch today. Because like Grandma Miller always took me to lunch. That's what I was talking about with Portillo's and the one my Portillo's that she always took me to. Or even McDonald's, where I forget who it was. I apologize. I tweeted that memory once of Grandma Miller taking me to McDonald's. And someone responded with the most cutting true statement I've ever seen of, did she get the patented old person meal of a coffee and a McFish? Or a Mc, what is it? Fish filet. And I was like, yeah, Grandma Miller did. Why do all old people get that? Is there? Anyways. I said, I'll take you to lunch today, right? And I got a round of applause. I went to my grandma and we went to, and I didn't have any money. Like, why did I say that? I wrote the thing.
She knew you didn't have any money.
But still, I could have just asked dad or mom beforehand, give me a 20. I want to do this. I didn't do it. You know what I mean? I got a Yogi Bear wallet with no money in it.
Well, you look like a fucking idiot. Invited her to lunch it. And I'm sure
she had to take care of me. Grandparents' Day, I think, was a half day. You know what I mean? Like, she had to take me to lunch.
Let me explain to you. If I had grandchildren and one of them, well, how old are you when this is happening?
Fourth grade.
You're fourth grade, and the kid says, I'm going to take you to lunch today. I know I'm paying for that lunch. I'm not letting that kid pay for that lunch. That kid brings out $10. I'm like, what do you think this is, fucking 1984? $10 isn't going to get you shit. You need at least $100 to take fucking baller-ass Grandpa Scarpino out. Let's go.
Damn, wow. Wow.
You know where we're going? The fucking Sizzle. Highbrow Cheesecake Factory is where I make my grandchildren
take me
out.
You get some Buffalo Blast?
Fuck you, fuck you. Am I 5'8"? Yeah.
I guess he is.
God, seeing Nick work is just so.
You bet your ass.
So eventful. I feel like I've been gone for so long from random shit that like we haven't done enough of these shows. Today on the morning show, you just
Nick's
were
on another level
doing really. Something special. Just right here, like just trying to see where you were gonna go, and you didn't know.
No,
you had no fucking idea.
The best way to work is
you're
without
just a net. Like, all right, daddy or grandpa or whatever you just said. Yeah, Grandpa Scarpino, $100 dinner, and you're like, I gotta figure it out from there. Where are we going?
I wanted to get the Cheesecake Factory with that, but I didn't know how long.
We're fishing for that sponsorship.
I didn't know how long I could hold y'all's attention before I got to the joke, the punchline.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I like to string it out. But if I've learned one thing from working with Greg Miller, is you always work without a net.
Always. Just go, man. What's the worst thing that can happen?
What do you care where you're going? Just enjoy the ride.
Are you enjoying the ride?
Get in the car, take the e-brake off, and just let it go down the fucking hill. No engine. It's like Commando.
I was up with you until Commando.
Beginning of Commando, they cut his engine, and he goes, fuck. So what does he do? He's a man. He pushes it down the hill himself, and then as the car's serpentining down the hill, his car is going down it, and all he has is brakes. And he bangs one of them off. It's fucking awesome. But he doesn't save Alyssa Milano's character.
One of the defining moments.
The little kid gets captured.
They go to steal Alyssa Milano, and so he can't chase after him. They, like, cut all of his fucking lines. Basically,
gotcha. Okay,
to make sure his car doesn't work. He says, fuck it, pushes the car.
Is this the one where he throws the... not in this fight, obviously. Later fights where he throws the tube into the guy's chest. Let off some steam.
Yeah, let off some steam.
All right,
cool. He also did... he also kills a guy with a saw blade.
Blood Brothers.
Right, that's a lot of things.
Hey everybody, it's Greg on the set of the Kinda Funny Gamescast. Why? Don't ask questions. Instead, I'm here to tell you this episode of the Game Over Greggy Show is brought to you by Blue Apron. You know that I love Blue Apron. How do you know? Because I talk about it all the time. Hashtag cooking with Greggy on Instagram. I'm doing it all the time. I just did beef pot stickers from Blue Apron last night, and they were delicious. Now you might say, Greg, I've never heard you talk about Blue Apron before. How does it work? And the answer is simple. You sign up on Blue Apron. They send you pre-packaged, pre-portioned ingredients along with an easy-to-follow recipe. You go step-by-step, you assemble an amazing meal, you learn how to cook something new, you have a great time, and you impress everyone. Got no one to impress? Impress yourself. Just cook for yourself. Cooking's great. I love doing it. Hashtag cooking with Greggy. You know that. You can get dinner as in little as 20 minutes because Blue Apron does all the meal prep for you. Blue Apron offers a range of recipes bursting with flavor. I use the app all the time. Go in there, pick my 3 meals for the week. You can mix, match, choose. You can skip weeks easily. You can put it on hiatus. You can do all these different stuff. It's great. So check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free at blueapron.com/Greggy. That's blueapron.com/Greggy to get your first 3 meals free. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. And in case Blue Apron is watching this ad to make sure we did it, I want to give you a shout out. Again, those beef dumplings I made last night, the pot stickers. On the little thing it said, the card, it was like, here's a little fact. It took us a year to get this recipe right. And I was like, can't be that good. They were amazing. So thank you for making those.
One of the defining moments of me and Paula's room. Oh, that sounds right. But will this car turn on?
Yeah.
We'll have to fucking see. And he's like, we're fucking doing it. I'm like, but what if it doesn't?
Yeah. Then we're just rolling down the hill.
Can you guys just imagine Kevin Coelho, his car is at stick shift or whatever, pulling the car out himself, starting to push it, running alongside jump in to then keep going?
Why wouldn't you push it for him, I wonder?
So his ghost riding the whip?
For way too long, and it was Kevin running,
which
was hilarious. And then he gets in like the last second, and then the car turned on. I was like, it fucking worked.
Oh, yeah, give it to him. I used to do that all the time with my manual. I used to have manuals. I used to love driving sticks, and you could just for fun, you would jump start them by just popping the clutch real quick, and it would pop the engine and go. I don't know how it works, but it was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it was a sight to see for sure. And me and Paul were just standing up there watching this all happen. Then he like drove back and got us, and we had to sit in an hour of shame as we drove back while he was like, "I told you so, you fucking assholes."
That's literally what he would tell you both.
Yeah,
yeah. The people closest to him in his life, he would definitely.
I told you so. You guys fucking are dumb assholes for not realizing that my car that should probably.
He'll never hear it.
He probably
don't
never.
Quit without you, narcs.
Really hammered him. He probably never fixed that car either. That's probably to the day how he starts that car.
Yeah,
like you just when no one's looking, he goes, "All right, here we go," and then pushes it, runs along, like, "Oh," and just jumps in.
All right, so taking the pin out, it's Halloween.
Yeah.
8th grade, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, we're going back to the story.
Yeah, of course. I, of course, like Poe, who went to St. Petronille, grade school, junior high, kindergarten through 12th grade.
What colors were your uniforms? That's not right.
Kindergarten through 8th grade. We wore, for a long time, I think they eventually changed this. For a long time, we wore light blue shirts, navy slacks. And I think they started cycling in white shirts.
I think you're allowed to wear white, yeah. But I mean, the school colors are like blue and white. Yeah. Chargers.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Like, everybody knows that. Like, somebody's really repping the fucking Chargers.
This is beforehand, like, in first grade, my mom teaches there, and I was told that Greg was a bad kid, and I shouldn't be hanging around
in the first grade, mind you. Yes. I've done kindergarten and maybe half
there's a great reason, because he steals IOUs.
Okay, now we're gonna go further back. All right,
and we gotta go back.
First grade. It is first grade. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, it is.
And I am in Miss Yeon's class. She's a lovely woman. I like this teacher. She's great. She has a smashed tortoise shell of a turtle she had fallen in love with that used to live at this fucking lake or whatever.
But the turtle's dead now?
Yeah, it's just the shell. It's just the shell. One day she went to visit the turtle and it was dead.
Would you say it was a shell of itself?
I just told you how much I like this teacher, and this is a very sad story for us. Miss Yeon understands that kids just greedy little fucks, and they just want stuff. So she rewards good behavior and good grades with IOUs. That, I don't know, once a quarter, once every month maybe, she brings out all variety of shitty flea market crap she has of like...
Except a huge bag, like trash bag full of candy. Which
candy
is awesome.
And like we're a Catholic school. So crosses on necklaces and like shit and blah, blah, blah. And like you can just, it's like a bazaar, right? Where you're trading in your IOUs or whatever. Greg Miller, not the best student, sure. You know what I mean? Does he like going to school? No. He wants to draw his comics and be left alone. But there was a kid that went to school named Gary. Very good at school. I'm not popular. I'm popular, right? I'm popular in first grade. You say? No, I'm socially there.
Nobody's really popular.
You know, I'm doing socially there. Gary a bit more isolated. Gary a bit more isolated.
Sometimes he pretend to be an airplane. You know?
Well, who wouldn't?
Gary?
No, me. Oh, Gary? Yeah, Gary. I don't know. That's not like a Rex.
Gary would, yeah.
We're all having a good time. It's first grade, whatever. I got up and turned in my goddamn crayon essay or whatever the shit they had me doing. And as I walk back to my desk, I see Gary leaning over his desk explaining something else. Probably being an airplane. Leaning over his desk, something else. And I look down and I see a giant wad of IOUs in his desk, unprotected. And so I decide to teach Gary a lesson about being an adult.
Yeah.
And take the IOUs
in
what is traditionally called the crime of opportunity.
Yeah.
Where you don't have time to think about what should I or shouldn't I. Yeah. You just fucking took them.
Not to be confused with a premeditated crime or a crime of passion.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. This is why you're my lawyer.
Yeah.
So then I go back and sit down at my desk with this newfound amount of IOUs. There's so many IOUs. You know what I mean? IOUs I never should have or whatever. And so I would like to say I gave it a few days, but probably that day began bragging about how many IOUs I had. I had so many IOUs.
Smart, get out in front of it.
In your head, you're probably like, I got to make sure the narrative is people know that I have these IOUs.
Because at some point, what's his name, Timmy? What the hell, Gary? Gary's going to start complaining when he realizes all of that. So you got to build that backstory now. I've been accumulating these for years.
You didn't see me answering all these questions and doing all the assignments? That's fucked up.
I'm knocked out of the park with my D
average.
Now,
again, as I'm bragging about these IOUs, I'm bragging to Gary.
Why would you brag to Gary? It's the one person you shouldn't brag to.
Because I'm Greg, and I'm thinking all IOUs are the same. How could you possibly identify these IOUs?
First grader.
To which Gary says, well, I drew designs on my IOUs. Those are my designs.
Yeah.
To which I'm like, the jig is up.
Yeah.
And I see him go to the teacher. Oh, you wish that was my out. Oh, you wish that was my out. Gary goes and tells the teacher, and then it's like lunchtime or whatever. So we go to lunch, and I'm like, I need to formulate a plan to get out of this. How do I get out of this?
Burn the IOUs.
I'll tell you exactly what I did. Yeah. What people used to love to do in first grade. Bored as shit in this fucking parking lot they let you go play in, right? They had bike racks. Mm-hmm. And what kids would do is hold on to the bike racks and then fall backwards and your butt hits the bike rack, but it's kind of like it's like a reverse swing, we'll call it, right? You follow me, Tim?
No.
Hold on to the bike rack bar. You sit on the bike rack bar and balance yourself. And then you swing yourself backwards, holding on to the bar so your butt slams into the bike rack bars.
Got it.
I was like, I'm going to hurt myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I get on the bike rack bars, swing down, let go, slam on the ground. Take my first bump, backyard wrestling bump. You know what I mean?
Got to do it.
It doesn't hurt that bad, but I'm rolling around out there. I'm selling like I'm Mick Foley. I'm rolling around out there. Yeah. Get sent to the nurse. They inspect me. They're like, you're probably pretty okay. I'm like, fuck, I've played my hand and I've lost. To which I'm sent back to the school. And I immediately.
You're probably pretty okay.
Immediately called out. I'm like, what the fuck is this? You know, you see all these IOUs. And I stole all these IOUs.
A couple questions on this.
Sure, please. Yeah, please.
Your first instinct was, I'll hurt myself. Yeah. Not a bad plan.
Thank you.
Were you assuming you were going to hurt yourself so badly that you would never have to go back to class for the rest of the school
year? The assumption was this will blow over.
Okay. So you figured, hurt myself long enough for 2-3 days to pass.
No, and then no, just a day. Back, just a if day. I hurt myself in a spectacular fashion, what kind of heartless bitch could hold me accountable for something I did before? You know what I mean? Clearly, I'm some kind of daredevil. Maybe I can play the thing like, oh, fuck, I got amnesia. I don't even know. Did I take IVs? I thought I had those. Oh, my bad. My bad. Must have dropped them and got them.
And so your mom heard this story.
Yeah, it was worked around there.
How much trouble did you get in that for this?
You know.
That one wasn't terrible.
Okay.
Miss Yone, obviously, I mean, she got bigger fish to fry or whatever. She definitely told mom, who I believe I begged to not tell my father. She definitely did, but I don't think my dad ever really talked to me about it. And then the next time when I stole a Ninja Turtle from my cousin, and that's when I really got the business. That's when they took all the comics. Yeah. They're like, no more comics. Like, I won't steal again. Fucking Gary and my cousin.
The more I think about it, just you as a first grader, of course my mom wouldn't want me hanging out with you. You're diabolical at first grade as you're putting all the pieces together of what to do to try and get away with this type of thing. Sure. I mean, that's crazy.
Some would say I had initiative.
Some would.
So, yeah.
Thank you, cool Greg.
So I'm not supposed to hang out with Greg, but then it was later I'm like, oh, no, it's not Greg. Greg's not a problem. Like, it's these other kids that are a problem. Like, you know, I won't hang out with them. I'll just hang out with Greg.
Did you know that it was, in fact, Greg that was the problem?
Okay. Just double checking.
So you were actually, in sort of a roundabout way.
We're 7 years from the Halloween story, Tim.
I just want to clarify. So in a roundabout way, just for the sake of putting this to bed,
sure.
Your mother was in fact correct, because by hanging out with Greg, you were forced to lie to her just to hang out with him, which thus proving the point that he was a bad egg.
Sounds correct.
Okay. Thank you. We can move on to Halloween now. I rest my case, Your Honor.
All right. So we'll jump to Halloween then. All right. We'll skip a whole bunch of great years, and I'm sure we'll get to in a little bit. But what I want you to know is, believe it or not, some kids are mean. And I know this is an unprecedented statement to say. And so I do not embellish. I'm sorry. Yes.
Are you going to be the mean kid?
No, I'm not going to be the mean kid in this story. I'm sure Poe will tell you many other stories. Like, I was the mean kid.
Just double check. I can't.
In this story, I lived in, you know, Uncorporated Glen and whatever. Shout out. And I would ride my bike to school in my uniform, of course. At which point, I would pass a bus stop in the neighborhood filled with all the kids who don't go to the private school. You're just going to, you know, regular old school or whatever. At which point, and I shit you not, these kids would throw rocks at me. Would throw rocks at me and like call you Greg, Christian boy. Whatever. I'm like, I'm just going to school, man. I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. And so, you know, like sometimes, like, you know, my mom would like drive next to me and like give them the evil eye or whatever. You know what I mean?
Your mom's intimidating.
She is, of course.
She's scary.
But then they still do it later on or whatever. And so my grand plan to get back at these kids was that on Halloween night, we would go and silly string in TP houses. Their houses in particular, not just anybody's houses, these people's houses. A coordinated strike, some would call it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Operation Rolling Thunder.
This, you know, was premeditated.
Shocking.
This one was a premeditated thing. Even though I'm not sure if silly string is a crime. You know what I mean? It really just washes off.
We had no
unless
eggs.
You put it on a car.
We had no eggs or
no eggs, no eggs, yeah. No eggs, no eggs, no eggs, no eggs.
It is a crime.
So it's graffiti. We went out and we did that for a while. And it's in the dead of the night. You know what I mean? We're doing all this stuff. We're talking about things. And yeah, I remember starting at the one girl's house around the curve, and then we had done a bunch of others, and then we somehow got I lived like a block from Grandma Miller. She lived like one block away or whatever. And we got down to her street and we're working on somebody's house. And what happened? You got to fill me in there. I forget that part.
I remember like there were moments we were kind of like hiding in like kind of like these ditches that existed. And then at some point I thought I was tagging it. I was hitting a car with graffiti or something like that. Or the spray paint, you know, that type of thing.
No. The silly string.
The silly string. Sorry.
You made it sound so bad.
I was trying to think of the right term. Definitely wrong. Yeah.
I was killing a homeless person.
The silly string. And then I think like the car drove by and there was the, you know, sheriff's office, because you're unincorporated,
right?
Which meant there was like one
that means
cop
they can shoot on site.
Who can one cop who can come to that community, because it's just out in the middle of nowhere and it takes forever. Which of course, then you and me run, and we're in some like back trees woods area, you know, surrounded by power lines, and that's
behind Grandma Miller's house. And then we ran to Grandma Miller's house eventually, because it was on that block, and it was like one of those movies where we could see the cop car coming and using that like searchlight on the lawns, and it was like, grandma, grandma, yeah, open yes, the door, grandma, yes, open the door. And right, then you can see right. my grandma get up and go, I'm coming, thinking it's like trick-or-treaters or whatever, and like struggling, the light's getting closer, the light's getting closer. And she's like, Gregory, I'm like, hey, boom. We all just like ran in, slammed the door behind us, and like the blinds are shaking back on forth.
And classic like, Greg, as he's looking out the window, he's just like, yeah, so things are going good out there, you know, like I'm candy, yeah. you know. Like,
how's Halloween going in here? It's like 9:30 at night or whatever. She's like ready for bed.
That was a good moment.
We dodged it. I didn't get arrested.
Yeah, yeah, so Grandma Miller didn't see the cop car, like, in typical fashion, like, shine the light
Grandma
in the
Miller
window.
Once drove out of Portillo's and went the wrong way on a one-way road. So I don't know if we're going to sit here and, like, talk man. About Grandma Miller's mental facilities in terms of being able to paste together all these out-of-breath nerds with, like, hey, you got a lot of candy in there? Because it looks like toilet paper and silly string. No, we're fine, Grandma. How
we
you
had
doing?
Probably zero candy.
Oh, yeah. No, no. We never did any trick-or-treating. Just supplies. Again, never covered your tracks. That's what it's all about.
So, you guys never actually trick-or-treated? You just went and fucked up people's houses?
Well, I mean, again, we didn't really fuck them up. It was like the most like toilet paper. This will be annoying.
Yep. So, did the kids ever seek retribution against these the fucking wet bandits here? Or?
I'm sure those kids never put it together. What the fuck happened? No, it was such a stupid care. Like this is just a move for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the end of that. You know what I mean?
Feel bad about yourself.
They threw rocks at you.
Yeah.
They called you Christian boy.
Yeah.
Jesus
yeah,
Christ. Right, that is.
Right. Kids are mean.
Not okay.
Yeah.
Kids, that's like a new level of mean, though.
Yeah, that's and I was like, actually, assault. It's Catholic boy.
At least they were. You what know, else at least you got, they
what are their, what's the worst I mean, thing I've ever done?
I don't know if I can go with that off the top of my head. I was just wondering if you ever
are you about to break out a list?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, Jesus God. Awesome. I did awesome. Not prep him for this. Cool, Greg, can I have more beer?
What do you call it? I have the GTA incident after school. Have you ever talked about the...
I don't know if I remember the GTA incident after school.
Well, basically, it's what I'm going to call it right now, but when we hopped in the big red machine and you decided to race Nick behind the target.
Have I ever told that where I lost my hubcap?
I don't think so.
Okay, go ahead.
Towards, no. So you hop in the car and... you know, this kid Nick comes up next to him and he like revs his engine or whatever. And Greg's like, it's go time. And then like we hop onto the street and like we start, you know.
So I'm driving a Ford Taurus.
Yes.
A 1994
like
Ford
the beginning
Taurus.
Of Tokyo Drift.
It, you know what? In a lot, many ways it was. Post shotgun. Nick, you always told me he used to race. I can't confirm or deny this story. He used to race this truck he had. So he had a truck that actually was good, apparently. He had a girl named Sarah next to him that, you know, he had a carpool. Yeah. Fucking like our junior and senior, maybe even sophomore year. They're like, oh, if you want to park on campus, now you got to carpool with people. We're like, it sucks. But so it was all these weird pairings. Not us. I eventually drove this one girl that I never spoke to, which was really awkward. Doesn't matter. We leave and there's one. We went to St. Francis High School. What up, Spartans? And there's a Target across the street. Now there's a bunch of shit there.
Yeah.
But there was a Target, and then there was this one road that went behind the Target and around and out to the street we needed. So we exited high school, yeah. And then I was going, Nick was behind me. Nick pulled up next to me in the wrong lane of traffic now, but it's like nobody comes in this road. And revved his engine and took off. And to my, Poe looked at me and I had already floored it. But of course, I'm in a 1994 Ford Taurus, which meant Poe and I made eye contact for a long time. And then the car finally kicked in and we went. And so we were going. And again, to show the stupidity of a high schooler, not me. This is a fine decision on my part. Poe is not wearing a seatbelt at all. Wear your seatbelts. You should have known I was up to shenanigans. I'm Greg Miller. You know what I mean?
I'm okay.
We called it the big red machine because I had a cane mask in the back too. That was just water. I'm going and now gaining on Nick. And I'm getting close to Nick. I'm nipping at his heels.
A lot of people don't know the awesome power of the Ford Taurus was that it really... didn't kick
and the
in.
Cane mask and in the back. That's why we called it the big red machine, because it was a red car.
You really
too.
Had to get those cars up to about 8,500 RPM
to really know what they could do.
To really get them into that higher.
So I feel like I get in spitting distance of Nick, which puts the fear of God in him. And that's when he just finds a new gear that the Taurus doesn't have, and he takes off. However, I'm going. I'm still going to give it the old college try. Again, we're still flooring. And we're just getting enough of these bumps where we get the Taurus up off the ground. All four wheels are now
excellent for the suspension and the front of that.
It's like a turned road. So like this road has a natural turn to it constantly. Yeah. So you're kind of like behind the target, like you're looping behind it. So that you are on an angle. And there was that moment where you floored it. And I was just like, I didn't realize he floored it. And I thought it was just over because Nick's truck pulled away. I'm like, oh, this is not going to happen.
But then
I didn't realize he had floored it. So all of a sudden we just kind of like waited a second or two and then took off. I'm like, why are we going
light
now?
Light speed. Yeah, exactly. But when we get up into the air, I decide, it's curving. I need to adjust. I need to turn.
That's not smart.
I need to turn.
That's not smart.
And so as we reconnect with the ground, it's slow motion. We do the 360 spin of the car spinning. And
No handle back then.
As time slows down, what I see is Poe in the passenger seat looking for the handle, and it's just this. Like, he's pawing all over the wall as we, like, spin around. I'm like, I'm going to fucking kill us right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to flip the car, and my dad is going to kill me if we survive this thing.
Yeah.
But we spin once, hit the curb, rear wheels hit the curb, slam into it. I slam on the brakes. We stop. And I look at Poe. Yeah. I look at Poe, and I go, this was awesome. Let's never speak of it again. And again, I go to punch the gas to get us out of there. And by the grace of God, even though I could have easily lied about this, but in the moment you're not thinking, by the grace of God, in the rearview mirror, I see my hubcap perfectly situated against a tree. Because I had hit the curb so hard, I had thrown my hubcaps. So I'm like, fuck. So we pull into that apartment complex. We jump out. I get the hubcaps, shove them back on. And as we're getting back in the car, Nick came back. And he rolls down his window. And what does he say?
Oh, that was when, like, couldn't believe it, we're alive type thing. And then it was just like, I can't believe how many times you guys went around.
Yeah, and it was, he came back and he's like, I wouldn't have come back for you. Sarah told me to.
Yes.
The girl told me to. And we're like, all right, we're fine. Don't worry. We drive the car back home. We park it. And my dad, of course, I fear my father. You know what I mean? Again, yeah. It just being a disappointment in general to him. But the fact that he know, like,
the man works with cranes.
When we used to backyard wrestle, he'd get mad. Not that we were hurting each other, that we were tearing up the lawn or whatever, right? And so, like, I parked the car. And, like, when we got out of the car and shut the door, I'm like, I smell burning rubber.
Yes.
And I can't smell well. So the fact that I can smell the tires burning, that's bad.
And that was 20 minutes away. So we drove for 20 minutes. You could still smell the burning rubber.
We got inside the house. We were just chilling around, whatever. We were hanging out and playing a game or something. And then we heard and dad came in, parked in the garage, went back out and got the mail. And on the walk back, it was just that thing where he's walking and he stops and looks at the car. And then he walked. And I'm like, how the fuck does he know? How the fuck can he sense any? And he walked over something to pick up a leaf or whatever. Yeah. And it was just like, oh, thank God. And so, yeah, the next day in school, you had class with Nick.
Yeah.
And you were like, man, it was just so crazy. We went around once. And Nick's like, you went around like five times. And you're like, really? We don't remember. And we went back and drove, and there's just like all these, like, it looks like donuts on purpose, but in reality.
Oh, you thought you'd only spun once.
We thought we spun once and hit, and in reality went like.
What? First off, and I didn't realize you guys were kids in this,
sure.
But I'm going to just, if I may, render a small critique against Nick. You guys could have died.
Yeah.
Correct.
And he wasn't going to come back.
He said in racing,
if there's an accident, you just keep going because you don't want to be held responsible. You just get out of there.
That checks out.
Nick knows.
That checks out.
And Nick right now, president of the United States. I don't know where Nick is. I don't know what happened.
He's Vin Diesel.
Yeah. Dude, we used to do shit like that all the time, though. Like, I don't know what it was about.
You're a kid. You're an idiot kid.
You have a machine, a big toy at your disposal, and you're like, I want to see how fast this thing can go. I used to all the time. With my buddy Stu, of course. Seeing him this weekend high school union. Really cool vids. Always into fast cars, and so it would just be like, engage. Every time anything.
Sure.
And there were people that, I guess his car would give off a certain vibe that when someone came next to him on the freeway was the I'm going to race you vibe.
Yeah.
And they would just race. And I'm like, wow, this is so fun. But if you stop to think about it for a second, this is so unbelievably
so
unsafe.
So bad.
So stupid and so dumb.
I always think about the time when we were in the prank war with the girls.
Yes.
I don't know if I talked about the prank war in general. And this is not putting anybody down, but we had our group of guys and then we had the group of girls that like, so it was like the chipmunks and the chipettes, like, you know what I mean? Of like, oh, they have their thing going on. We have our thing going on. That's really cool.
Do you remember the best one where we're just doing this? we're sitting in Greg's basement going like this, being, how close can I get to you without hitting? And Greg's doing the same thing back at me. And we're just doing this back and forth. And Greg just goes, what the girls are doing?
I was like, wonder what the girls are doing right now. Because it was 20 minutes of us morons how close do we get to each other without pushing each other? And it was a whole fucking group of us down there being fucking idiots. Wonder what the girls are up to right now. It's hard to believe we weren't better successes in the romance department.
Yeah,
but the prank war.
The prank war was innocent up until a point, and then we took it too far.
Sorry, let's back up. Who's we in this?
Me, Poe, Noonan, Faf, and Camps were like part of it. They were always the rotating cast of characters or whatever it was. And then it was the girls. And so there was one, I forget what instigated it, how we started the prank war. I remember one of the first ones being that we were going to go meet them for the movies or something at somebody's house or some shit like that. And we drove over, I think it was Rachel's house. And we got there, or maybe Colleen's, and whatever. Got there, and we were out front, and they pulled up next to us. And you were in passenger seat, and you went like this to roll down the window. And I had a super soaker, and you went like this. And they rolled down their window, and they're like, what's up, guys? And I just went, and we just blasted them from our car into their face. Like, they're drunk.
It's the great moment of,
roll down your window. Yeah. And so that was funny. We had done something else. And then it was that, yeah, we had a, we were, all the guys were at my house, and it was dead of winter one night. It was like during Christmas break. And we were downstairs playing games or whatever, and somebody finally noticed that the girls were outside fucking with our cars.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, we opened up the door, and they saw it, and they got in their car, and they drove off, and we ran and jumped into my Taurus, where they had taken panty liners and put them all over the car.
Yeah, naturally.
And without caring about the panty liners, jumped in the car. We all got in the car, fucking gun, and just started chasing them. And we're chasing them through our neighborhood in the dead of winter, yeah, in the dead of night, unincorporated Glendale, not well lit.
Yeah.
And there was a time where, over by Spalding, they got ahead of us and got out, and we turned the corner, and I put on classical music, and I had to have been doing 85 in this like fucking town, like this little, like anybody, like kid playing with a ball is gonna get fucking destroyed. But we're just driving just through the snow and ice like an asshole, yeah, doing this or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we took,
what were you gonna do when you caught up with them?
I don't remember. Just, yeah, beat nothing. The shit out of them. No, that wasn't it. We were gonna do something fun, but we didn't know.
Yeah, but I think it's like, you know, like a dog when you're like running after. Yeah, something. Yeah, like, I don't know what we're gonna do when we get there.
We're gonna
go
scare them off for
that's
sure.
That's so fun.
And then yeah, then when we took it too far, is that I thought it'd be hilarious to get sardines and put them in the mailbox, and I did it, of course, on a like a Saturday night, put it in the, one of their mailboxes and shut it, and they're like, all right, well, my parents don't like the sardines in the mailbox. I'm like, that's fair.
That's not that bad, though. That's like, you know, when you ever have a prank war, it's going to go fish at some point. Mm. You're going to go fish at some point.
Or we did the, with Noonan's car, we ended up putting the shaving cream on the car. I don't know if that's come up, and then it never occurred to us that shaving cream can take the paint off a car.
No one knew. How do we know?
My buddy Stu's sister used to drive the car that he eventually inherited, so I never got to hear the end of this. But she used to drive this, like, it was like an 87 Jetta.
Yeah.
Cool car. Like, nice actually car. A nice, like, well-maintained. But she always kept it really dirty. I know that used to bug Stu because Stu's like, if you know Stu, he keeps his car just immaculate. Like, he's got one of the chamois in the back. So every day he gets out, like, chamois the things. Just any little dust, it's gone.
Wow.
And he's, yeah, he still does that to this day. So I thought it'd be hilarious if I wrote in the dust terrible things. Yeah. Not realizing that I was, in fact, etching that into the top layer of the clear coat of the paint because of, I don't know why. Why would you even think that was going to be the case? And like, right, even when they sold the car, I could see faint hints of the stupid shit. Yeah. And it was like dry dicks. And like, you didn't know, like, wash me.
Or, you learn all this the hard way. Cause it was the same thing of like, cause again, I think we have told the story. So I'll tell it in a British version. But it was the fact that Noonan, of course, had a girlfriend and none of us did. So we're like, whatever. So when Noonan's like, oh, we're going to go out to a movie night, I can't hang out. Our hangout became, let's fuck with Noonan and film it. The fucking VHS tapes I have of this shit, right? Jeez. And so the first time was that he was at his house. We went and we shaving creamed on his car, like messages. And you remember, of course, at the Julasco where we were buying the shaving cream, we almost bought Silly String. Mm-hmm. But the conversation was, right, well, Silly String might hurt the car. Like, we know shaving cream you put on your face, how could it hurt? It's not going to hurt anything.
Right.
Yeah.
So we did it on the car there, to which was met with, oh, what a bunch of morons. They wiped it off because it happened in 2 seconds. You know what I mean? They didn't expect us to be so bored in the suburbs of Chicago that we would follow them to the movie theater. And when I say follow them, I mean that they went to the movies 20 minutes on us. We got there. It was AMC Kantara 20. So there's 20 screens. It's huge. It's a giant sprawling.
Massive.
Where did they park? We'll find out. And we just drove.
We got nothing but time. Nothing but time. We got time on our side.
We just drove.
5 hours later.
We drove around the parking lot till we found out.
That's fucking good.
That's good.
Then we just fucking shaved and creamed the shit out of that.
Get him the second
we
time.
Went home and watched ECW or whatever the fuck on CW, or not even CW. Being
pretty proud of ourselves.
Feeling great. And then we got a phone call from Noonan that was him fucking livid. And we're like, I don't understand. Why are you mad? And he's like, because it takes fucking paint off a car, you idiots. That's a good reason to be mad.
Our friend Ken, who knew that, was not with us that night.
That was the one night he wasn't with us.
Everything fell into place where it was just
like. I think Faf wasn't either. Yeah, like, it was just all the smart guys, all the car guys weren't there. And so then, you know, I always say, I believe in God. A lot of too many coincidences, right? Car totaled the next week. We didn't have to worry about it.
Yep.
Oh, cool. Well, that's actually dodge a bullet on that one.
What else is on your list?
Those were the main things. I mean, they wanted to talk some backyard wrestling, so. Mm.
Yeah, that was my thing. I was asking Poe, like, was he a part of that? And he said,
oh, my God, Poe is a founding member of the BYWF. Yeah.
And then Nick went, what was your name? And he goes, Poe.
He said Poe.
Oh, I like how he blocked out the main part of it.
Then I brought up Fabulous Gula.
So let's go back to, the fucking third grade, wherever it was.
Oh, yeah.
Poe goes to a sleepover. I wasn't invited. I wasn't part of this clique yet. Eventually, we'd be friends. And if she went.
You were a bad kid.
But no, bad well, kid. Yeah, probably, bad actually. Bad. That probably does have something to do with it. I was just a weirdo, too, obviously. Poe goes to a sleepover, and everybody's horsing around and having fun or whatever, and you know how boys wrestling around and are assholes. Eventually, they're wrestling around, and they've pinned Poe. It's over for Poe. And what Poe decides is, nothing's over till I say it is over, and bites the kid's foot. To which they begin classic calling him Gula. They call him Gula because that was like a monkey's name they thought or something.
Something like that.
Somehow there was some relation at that time, Gula. So Gula goes to be this on-running Poe nickname forever, long before Poe. Poe wasn't until high school when people started calling you Poe.
Correct.
But it, like similar to Cool Greg and all that shit.
Yep.
So he's Gula if you want to call him a nickname, right? So it's just that forever and ever and ever and ever. So when we start backyard wrestling, it was very much, he was already Poe, but the problem was it was clicks again. Okay. What do you got?
For clarity's sake.
Yeah.
And I apologize.
I want to make sure what these jocks are calling. Mm. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be part of that. You're Gula. You're still Gula. And so when we start backyard wrestling, Poe starts
I'm
as.
I'm around the cool kids now. Why did I have to bring my dorky kid?
Trust me. No one was cool at our school. But when we start backyard wrestling, Poe's first character is the Fabulous Gula.
Which I had no idea was related to what the Fabulous
Moolah. Yeah. Cool Greg knows Moolah, the Fabulous Moolah. Yeah, of course. Right. Lady. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, she is a pretty lady. WWE superstar. Passed before her time.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Well, not really. Again, I think she was like 90 years old.
One of the greats.
So he's Fabulous Gula, which is a fine moniker.
Coming out to Rob Zombie?
Not yet, were you?
Yeah.
Fabulous Gula coming out?
Which Rob Zombie song?
More Human Than Human.
Because it had a good entrance, right?
Yeah. Well, I remember how that started, right?
Yeah. I had to wait forever. And that's it. Yeah, do you remember the song? The opening of this where the woman's like orgasming or whatever? And again, now we're not going to name any names here at all.
Correct.
I want you to know this is why I'm so thankful that YouTube wasn't like, this wasn't happening now. Because we've looked into, how do we digitize these tapes? How do we put them online? And again, all our storylines were based on, Poe's seeing this girl or that's happening. That. And it's like, we were naming people from school. And I can only imagine our high school being like, oh, that's cool. The guys are, what the fuck? Are they talking shit about me? Like, you know what I mean? Like the stupid storylines we would do.
Would have been huge. You guys would have been huge.
So the Fabulous Gula's like claim to fame is in the first ever BYWF, episode one, where we're like, is this going to take off? Will anything interesting ever happen? Poe picked up my old Chicago Bulls trash can. And I'm not sure, you're old enough, but I'm not sure if you ever, you remember those metal trash cans you'd get that have teams on the sides?
No.
You can get like a Foot Locker or something like that. They'd have
really
a whole.
Small?
Yeah, they were small ass, like cylinder. But, like imagine a coffee can that went all the way up.
Kind of. Sure.
Yeah. Right? I had one of these, and like, so we didn't use it. So I was like, all right, it's going out into the backyard wrestling thing. Poe like hit Jay over the head with it or whatever, and like so it was crumpled in the side, and Poe took off in a full sprint. And to this day, you can watch the footage. I have no idea what Poe's move was going to be when he got to the end of this 40-yard dash with the can, but we don't need to ever know because what happened is the can dropped and tripped up Poe. He then fell and caught all of his weight on the metal edge of the can on the ground. Me. And like it didn't bend, like it just went gunk, and he was like gunk. So full run into a dead stop tree stump, basically into your chest, and he rolled off the can. And I forget if I'm in the match or commentating on the match or whatever.
Yeah.
But Jay was. You're running after Jay, me or Mike or whatever. And so the camera comes over and you're like, oh man, the Fabulous school is down. And they panda Poe. And then like the saddest thing you'll ever hear, he goes, Jay.
Well, first of all, I'm struggling to breathe.
Yeah.
And I'm reaching up like begging for help because the wind is knocked out of me. And I'm like, as Jay turns the camera, you can still hear it. Jay, just the last thing, the only thing.
And it's like, because it was BYWF was always great until that moment when you were like, I'm a kid and I'm hurt and I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And that was it was our main event of the first thing we ever did. And sure enough, it was our first time of. And it was like, not part of a bit, like, fucking help me. And Jay just turns the camera back to the action and goes to investigate. And Poe's laid out forever. And eventually, Gula gets up or whatever, and he's done with this shit. He has a trash can, and it's no more like fun. It's like, throw the trash can at somebody's head. He's fucking mad at everybody. Ah, great times.
Oh my God.
So you guys, so the idea, like, did you have a ring?
No.
Was there a ring? So it was mostly just, we're in the backyard, we're going to beat the shit out of each other, and someone's going to film it, and then we're going to watch this back try to get laid.
You're jumping to a lot of different conclusions there. It was in the front yard. The backyard was saved for pay-per-views. And what I would do is go to Walmart, and I would buy plastic tablecloths and spray paint. and I would spray paint BYWF and I'm hanging my mom's clothesline and we'd actually have like an intro thing. But no, matches would just rain fucking chaos just wherever all, they over, to go. All over.
Did you guys go back and rewatch those afterward? Were you like,
oh my god, yeah. As soon as it was over, right? Because so it's like, keep in mind, happened. Like none of us understood editing and it was like way too hard. In my,
oh no, you wouldn't have been able to do it back
like,
then.
Because well, I did like, I remember like the French projects I would do where mm-hmm. I did have two VCRs and I'd Ooh, be like
Bubba?
Fucking hot swimming, hot swapping shit and pausing and there'd still be like gray shit, but there'd be soundtracks and I was like so impressed that I could figure it out. But BYWF, it was like, all right, cool. We filmed that match. All right, Mike's going to cut a promo. Let's go to the basement. Cut a promo. All right, cool. Now this is going
to
happen.
My go-to BYWF move was to climb a ladder to the top and then try to jump as far as I could, which every single time the ladder would fall out and I would just fall straight down into the ground. But I get like...
We never thought of like, well, someone should just go hold the ladder. Because Poe's always like, I got it. I got this figured out. I'll figure it out this time. And no, Poe would climb up the ladder and then try to frog splash and go
and I get
2
like,
inches.
I get that much of you. Yeah. Like, ah, oh, I got him. Like,
yeah. How did anyone get seriously injured during this?
I remember when you lit the box on fire and I got burned
you
a
got
bit.
Burned. You did get burned.
You're like, your shirt. We're just going to douse your shirt.
Now, first
like,
off, for the record, I want to very clear on this record. I was never one of those people. I filmed it, sure. Hmm? But I was never like, oh, we'll douse you with water and everything's going to be fine. I was like, that seems like a fucking thing. But you want it? So what happened is... Gula never beat me. Gula just was like a punching bag.
Yes.
Nothing ever happened. The character made no sense. It was Poe and it was like he had a hat that he would reference. It was just like, this character sucks. And so finally Poe was like, I want to come back and I want to be Poe. And it was so we killed Gula. I forget how we killed Gula, but there was definitely we killed him. And then Poe came back and Poe the character in BYWF, not Poe the person, even though he's very high energy too, was supposed to be this high energy nonstop thing, and what it was is he was the only entrance music. Even if you're the champion, Poe would come out last because his song was Crazy Train, and it would play the entire match. And so like it was high tempo, high off. We were like a Hardy Boy, right? Where we talk about it like your finishing move, or one of them was Rolling Pounder, where you do like the rolling thing and then roll over. Cool Greg's in love with this segment.
My God. This is the best. I gotta go to the bathroom, but I want to keep here.
Talk louder. What open door bathroom policy? Okay. What we did it where it was like used to do that. What was Spike Dudley's finisher where he'd run off the thing and do that?
I don't know what it is.
What
it was really
called.
Head, but
what do we call it? I forget. We had a name for that. Crazy train.
The crazy train. You grabbed it by ear, run up the barricades we had. Like which are what would you describe them as? The construction.
Oh, yeah. So like one time I was driving by a construction site that nobody was manning, and I saw those fucking construction things with the flashing yellow light. Stole those motherfuckers. To which my dad was like, this is super illegal, but he never stopped us. It also similar to when, I've never abducted a child, but I imagine it would have gone like this, Tim, where we rolled up in, I think, Mike's mom's van to a Walmart, hung out at the Walmart, looking around, you know what I mean? And then finally, it's as good as it's going to get. Threw open the van door, 4 or 5 guys pile out, grab a Walmart shopping cart, toss it into the van, slam the door, and just peel out. No one will notice this. This doesn't look great. We went and stole so much stupid shit for this fucking thing. So yeah,
now legally we'll say it was donated to us.
Whatever. If you want to come for me, DuPage County, I will gladly cut you the check. And I don't even know, is that how it would come get me? Well, I think Walmart would. And I worked there. Come on now. You would, and we eventually put it all back. That was the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Is that we did all go put it back. In the construction thing, like it said, I forget who it was, but we definitely found a construction site one day. And we're like, thank you.
Here's the thing back there. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, he's like, well, I've noticed we have 2 more. What does it mean? Those are all your moves, the fire thing, you started putting yourself into weirder, more extreme
matches.
Well,
that's the
thing,
yeah. Like, that was probably Jay. I think Jay was the one who did it.
Jay and Mike wanted to go have a fire box match in like the forest preserve.
And barbed wire.
And it was the middle of winter. So it was like, we were like, I want to give shout outs to the backyard wrestlers who were the crazy motherfuckers where I'd send away for the VHS tape and get it. And they're like, fucking fluorescent bulb. And they made their own rings and they're like,
that's not
fire. And they're in like tank tops. Like, we're going to go wrestle in the forest preserve. It's going to be a fire box match. And so it's going to be, we're all in winter clothes getting thrown around through firebox, except Poe, who was like, I'm going to wear my t-shirt. And like, you had a long sleeve shirt underneath it.
Yeah.
But sure enough, you came up. And it was I'm sure there's more times in my head, Tim. It's one of the few times character was ever really broken where Jay and Mike powerbombed Poe onto the box and Poe just laid in the flaming box. And Jay goes, Jesus, move. You know what I mean? And Poe then rolled out. I don't think that's the time he got burned.
Well, I was disoriented. And what happened was, yeah, he power bombed me. So I went up and I kind of like lost where I was and I went down. And then I think the shirt rolled up on me. Yeah, that's how I got, you know, like a little flame kiss right
there. Yeah, I know. It's like the tiniest of burns.
Just like, it's fine. Like, what was
that? I think Cuddles hurt you more than the firebox ever did.
Cuddles?
My cat.
Greg's cat is like, I love Cuddles. Cuddles
Nick
is awesome.
Is missing the gold right now. Cuddles the fucking cat.
Nice gray cat came up. I'm like, I like this cat. And the other, you know, Gizmo's got some energy. Everyone loves Gizmo. I like Cuddles here, you know. And he comes
up. It was
up,
like sleepover. It was like all lights are off.
Yeah, comes up on top of me. And I'm just like, aw, Cuddles want to sleep. It's like, that's going to be nice, you know. And all of a sudden, like, Cuddles is trying to get comfortable and starts going like this and starts like, you know, grabbing my skin. I'm like, and I'm like, Greg, I'm getting clawed here. And Greg's like, doesn't have claws. I'm like, something's clawing me, Greg. Something's clawing me. And just like, when she does that back claws, I'm like, that's what it is. Just cut me up right here.
Uh-huh. And for years in this friendship, I had this fucking scar he had from Cuddles the cat.
Still
Cuddles
do.
The goddamn cat.
Cuddles the cat, the blind cat who had the thumbs. She had mitten paws, but no claws in her front paws. Mm. Claws in her back paws.
Yeah, but you're nonchalant. She doesn't have claws, but that's what got
you
me.
You made it sound like she was making biscuits. You know what I mean? Like, I thought biscuits, you're going to be fine. I didn't know she was somehow fucking laying on her side scratching you with her name. She fucking had a feeling about you.
Oh, my God. So we barbed wire matches.
Well, I never got to that for us, but it was still like, you know.
Thumbtacks and fire were as far as we ever went. In thumbtacks, again, I pulled out, and I was such a pussy about it, where I had like a piece of cardboard on my back.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to do
this.
Those
are the things attached to it.
Didn't even stick. It totally didn't work. It was stupid. Yeah. Injuries, though, for backyard wrestling. There was you with the, we should never have brought metal cans into it. With the running and the trash can, that hurt real bad. Knocked the wind out of him, sure.
Nick, you just missed the story of Greg's cat named Cuddles.
Yeah. Okay.
That injured Poe.
Clawed him bad.
Scarred him.
That Poe. Noonan terrible. We used to wrestle, and again, we didn't know what we're doing, so we knew baking sheets made a good sound when you hit each other in the head with baking sheets. So we had a whole bunch of baking sheets, great. And then we knew coffee cans made a funny thunk sound, right? And I'm talking like old school Folgers cans, not like the plastic shit they have now. Like again, metal. They made a funny noise, great. And so that had made it into the repertoire. And again, I think it was Noonan's first day. He came to do his first BYWF.
And we'd have a shopping cart full of this stuff since you've heard how we acquired the shopping cart.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And so you'd roll out all these weapons and yada, yada, yada. And somebody hit him, somebody with the thing and threw it down. And then somebody decided to belly-to-belly suplex.
I did that. That was
you did?
Yep. Noonan's first day, too.
Belly-to-belly suplex Noonan, which is basically just a slow-motion throw because we're not like doing hardcore moves. But it was turn and throw blindly, and it turned out that it just so happened that the coffee can was upside that way, hard side top. And so Noonan fell and caught it right at the
lower
base of
level.
His spine.
Yep.
Right at the base of his spine.
Paralyzed.
And so it was the exact same thing of he went down and it was serious and the camera pans to him on the shopping cart. And then their body weight rolled across my forearm, but it was on the edge of the shopping cart. So it bent all the way and I was like, oh my God, it's about to. And it came back and didn't. And I was like, just dodged a bullet. That was big.
Big Greg move I loved during one of our pay-per-views. That we were playing Jump Around, and everyone came out just dancing, going crazy. He grabs what would look on TV to look like a brick. And
It wasn't. It was a foam brick.
It was a foam brick, and just starts bashing his head in front of the
camera. We're all going crazy. It's Jump Around.
Staring at the camera, just bashing his head in.
Gruesome Greggy, he had some quirks, you know what
now,
I mean?
Now, follow-up question to this.
Yeah.
Did you show this to other people? Like the girls. Did the girls ever see this?
The other group girls, no. I had I dated a girl for a hot second who came over and watched it. And it was, this isn't live. The reason. This isn't, no, not live. Jesus Christ, no. You watch the tape later on. You want to see the camera angles and everything.
Yeah, you gotta see what's in lens, as they say.
There was one time me and Poe, we decided to have because again, the house is off limits, you know what I mean? But I forget where my parents were. They were out of town for like a weekend or whatever, and we decided we're going to have a match that sprawls the entire house. So me and Poe did that, and that we actually set shit up, and like he full-on hit me in the back with a pool cue at my request. You know what I mean? Just, but like unabashed, like whack, you know what I mean?
You guys are fucking insane.
And then he
that
jumped.
Could have killed him.
He jumped from the top of my stairs onto the landing on top of me, and then we rolled down the stairs.
Yeah. Then we just stuff. Like it just kind of naturally worked out where we just kind of fell down the stairs together.
like the fucking
concrete at the bottom.
The fucking idiots we were when we brawled out back. It was like originally we were talking about jumping off the roof of the house. Yep. And I was like, that's too far. Mm-hmm. Instead, I was like, I'm gonna power bomb you onto this card table, expecting it to break like WWE tables. Mm-hmm. But these card tables are they're perfect squares. So like weights, and it's just me slamming Poe onto a table and the table not going anywhere.
I love that look though. I had this really cut ab look at that point. I'm like, yeah, I got something.
And again,
going on
of course, because like this is how it, we knew this was gonna be a big match. You've actually seen these photos probably then.
Probably.
This is gonna be a big match where we had a friend walking. Now somebody's videotaping and somebody else is walking with a wind up camera taking photos. So it's like chink, rinka, 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 rinka.
Yeah.
Chink, rinka, 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 rinka. Yeah.
He made me a Best of Poe VHS, and I brought it to college with me, and then my friends who were drinking found it and threw that in, and I came back like an hour or two later. They're like, this is amazing. I'm like, oh, man.
It was dumb shit, but it worked so well. Like, we had a friend that Jay went to school with that loved wrestling that Jay would share the tapes with, and then this weird fucking universe, he would review them and send back printed out pages of like what he thought of everything. But he would write it as if you were writing it now for a blog or a YouTube script, right? Of all the shit that was happening.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
My God.
The only other serious injury I'm thinking of was when, again, I crossed the line. And
shocking.
We were giving Poe shit about something, but the cameras were on, of course. So then I was being a complete asshole, as I very much was. And I think I opened your dad's car and put leaves in it, which was bad enough. And then I took out like your umbrella and his cell phone or something. And I was acting like I was you. And again, Poe was like, all right, I'm done with this shit. And went over and threw me on the ground and then accidentally fell on my face. And like I came up and it's all on tape. And I come up like the Undertaker and it's just gross. Like blood pours out of my nose or whatever. And then it went back to being like, oh God, are you okay? And like we got to cut the camera.
Yeah, but then that's when you went inside, right?
Yeah, we got a promo.
And
we used it
and
as
then
a promo.
Your mom came down. Who hurt my Gregory?
Oh no, that was a different one.
Oh, that different one.
One time right. I faked getting my teeth knocked out. I only told, you know, I was playing Michael, it was me and Mike in a ladder match. And only told Mike that I was going to do this. And the cameraman, I guess they didn't cut. And so, yeah, I came out and I had fake blood in my mouth the entire time. And then, like, ran up there. Mike pushed me over and I act like I hit the tree and I spit blood all over the tree and came down. And I had blood over my face. And then my mom came out. Somebody's like, get his mom. My mom came out. She's like, who did this? And I forget who it was, but somebody immediately dimed out Mike and pointed at Mike. And then they took me in and then Mike was like, all like, I'm going to get the belt. And I came running back like Mick Foley. That was the tack match, too. We lived a life, man.
You
lived a
fucking life.
Where can people see these videos? By people, I mean, where can I see these videos?
This is my favorite part of this, is that I was telling these stories to Jen one night over drinks at the house. And she's like, oh my God, I would love it. Do these tapes still exist? And I'm like, yeah, babe, that giant blue thing in the other room is all these tapes. Like, I have everything. You know, I just don't have the VCR.
I got a VCR, don't
we? We gotta
digitize them for real, but not share them. Because there are so many levels of NDA. Mm-hmm. And again, we're stupid kids. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this is literally like, you want to talk about, when I went to college, I used to say gay and stuff. And I'm like, learn from my experience. Don't do that.
You're a dumb kid's probably throwing
God,
all
I can
slurs.
Only imagine the fucking language and the things we're saying about people.
So here's what I'm saying. We do a couple tests of these, just internally. This would be a great project for Cool Greg, who loves wrestling.
Cool Greg loves streaming.
And we just we can bleep out all the parts that are bad.
Okay.
And put, like, you know, the black, like, line over everything that's bad necessarily. And see where we net out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get like, it's going to be a 3-hour long video. Oh, and then, yeah, another guy dislocated his hip. He jumped off the roof of his van. Remember this? And like, he had a box set up, but the box was so flimsy.
How many people were a part of this?
It started small, but we brought people in. That was
The more people heard about it, the more people wanted to come and be a part of it.
It's like Fight Club, but without the actual fighting, but you still get really hurt.
Yeah. I mean, if we had every person active, you'd probably like 15.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a decent roster.
Most of the guys I used to go see at APW or New Japan Wrestling now. Like a good 4 or 5 of them. Man, you guys came up.
You think we got a shot?
Us?
No, me and Poe, you don't have any history. You don't have any, you know what I mean? Come on. I just told you war stories.
I got a reel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know what I mean?
No.
I don't think you got a shot.
Poe, let me ask you this question. We know that Greg has been Greg in some form of what you see here since he was 1.
Yep.
You said you had abs and played football. Was it ever a thought like, hey, I should pursue this to some degree professionally or semi-professionally?
No, I mean, football, definitely not. But I was a runner. So I ran in high school and college and, you know.
But never wrestling. You never thought, maybe I'll actually fuck around with wrestling and see if I can.
Absolutely not. Because like Mike in our group was the best at like taking falls and he could contort his body in ways to make things look real good.
Mike did a moonsault for real. Wow. Onto a person. Yeah. We were like, what the fuck, dude?
So, like, when you see that, it's just like, I can't do this. Like, if you watch the tape, like, my finishing move, like, it's just slow motion. Like, I'm trying to get my feet up in the air and turn around. And it's just awful. You know, it's just so bad. So, yeah, never crossed my mind as something that I would actually pursue.
Got it.
Yeah.
Because I'm still holding out for a hero that Greg will make it to the WWE one of these days.
I thought about it, man. I'll tell you what. You know, you're watching these tapes. You're seeing this stuff. You're like, I got it. I can do this.
Maybe
it's because I was great at cutting a promo. You know, the rest you can learn. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but then you can just, I mean, you could be the Undertaker's liaison.
Well, Paul Bearer, okay.
Yeah, you want to be Paul Bearer. I can see you in that role pretty
easily. Exactly, I agree.
Laughing, going crazy.
It could have been
perfect. Sounds like you.
Yeah. And that was the thing, is it was always the fun, let's bleed the lines between reality and the fiction. Uh-huh. Where I remember our first match Bo and I ever did, not the garbage can match, but in the same pay-per-view. Or, that wasn't pay-per-view, just episode. Poe claimed, and I'm not sure if he still claims this, claimed to be allergic to cinnamon.
I do not.
Okay. But in reality, just didn't like cinnamon. Just didn't like the taste. So we agreed that I would win the match or whatever, but I didn't tell him that I had a baggie of cinnamon in my pocket, at which point I did pin him down and try to force feed him cinnamon in this match.
Which I had told him that if that ever happened, I would throw up immediately,
and I told
which
him,
I didn't.
No, you won't, because you're not really allergic to cinnamon.
So you were just trying to help a friend out.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like how Tim says he's allergic to some people touching him, so we all touch him all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I want to see, like, you brought it up somewhere, where there's a picture of your, like, first communion with his grin or whatever. That was the best promo I ever did for WWE. Was like, Greg's smart and quick, and he can come up with these things. I don't usually have really good things to say with it, but all of a sudden I just look at him like, oh, you better be praying. Like,
and he was like doing the whole thing, oh, I'm gonna kill Greg, I'm gonna tear it up, blah, blah, and he's cutting this in front of my first communion phone. He turns to it, oh, you better be praying.
I want to see these.
And
he's
got the creepiest smile.
Oh, no, they've seen the first communion thing. It's actually an IGN still white elephant gift exchange thing. Oh, where it's every year it gets cycled. I wrote hang in there and autographed it.
Other question I've always wondered, and I think I asked you this one time, Greg, but the federation, the organized group that you guys formed was called the Backyard Wrestling Federation. And the letters for which are BYWF. Is backyard spelled differently in Chicago than it is in the rest of the world?
I leave all the belt questions to Greg. You put it together.
I'll take this one. It just sounded better than BWF. And you want to know something incredibly scary.
I do.
Are we living in a simulation? Who knows? We, too dumb to figure out how to put our tapes online. Another group, not. And they were BYWF.com. And I went and watched their videos once. We'd been going for a long time, independent of each other. They had a character on there named Mr. Roboto that we also had. And it was like, so like, are we all the same fucking group of kids that are just like, so let's wrestle and we'll do this? And like, we all have the basic idea and we're like, well, no reason to workshop it. Good enough roll.
Mr. Roboto.
Mr. Roboto's a thing.
Is that site still up? Are they still doing stuff?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
I just remember looking at those and being like, we are nowhere near this level.
Probably like rings and shit, right? That was their
whole thing. That rings and just
talent.
And talent.
Yeah, yeah. We just had so much fun. Nobody was better at entertaining ourselves than we were, though. You know what I mean? That was the big thing.
You're having fun.
But as soon as it's over, they just go running inside. Plug it in.
Yeah, exactly. Because it felt so cool to you to be a part of it. You know what I mean? But then, like, did it play? And it played, man.
Well, I love that you refer to them as pay-per-views.
That was our thing. Every fourth, what did we call them? There was a name for the one. Jacked. BYWF Jacked was because there was a WWF Jacked. Terrible, like, Saturday night garbage show. And we're like, we'll call ourselves that. Every fourth one of those was going to be a pay-per-view. So you had Y2 Chaos. Mm-hmm. You had Y2 Chaos and one later on. You had Groundhog Day's Massacre. We were just ripping off WWE pay-per-views.
Okay.
Cool
Greg, you got the Cool Greg with that one.
I think we had October to remember.
The fake blood we had, and then it would just be all over the white snow. It's like the match before looked really cool.
The worst part, Gula had never beaten me, right? In any of his renditions. Then Poe came around and Poe beat me all the time. We did for one, I think our final real pay-per-view, we brought Gula back for one more match where he was going to beat the shit out of me, and he did. And like we were using fake blood. It was just corn syrup and food coloring, but it looked really good on camera, right? The problem was, that I think this is Y2 Chaos in one, so this is January 2001, right?
Y2 Chaos.
Y2 Chaos was such a great name, we couldn't not use Y2 Chaos in one.
Of course, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And the problem there was it was so cold, and we wanted me to be so bloody that it literally froze over my eyes, where like I couldn't see at certain points in this match, where I just couldn't get anything together, or whatever. Match is still great. Tore the house down. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Fucking 5 stars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jay's friend for sure said that. It was great. You know what I mean? Yeah, big part. Big
the
part.
Review.
And like this is the thing though, right? Of like there'd be these battles, and it would be especially as the roster got deeper. You know, it didn't make any sense. You know, we would have different personas really while we were like commentating and filming. Commentated while you filmed. There'd be an announcer team that walked around with the camera doing it. But then you'd have these matches where me and Poe are in the backyard doing whatever. And then you'd look up on the porch and it'd be all the wrestlers up there with like hot cocoa for my mom. Like watching everybody beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, naturally. I mean, this does sound like a blast minus all the contusions.
Oh, it's so much good. Well, that was the thing is like, honestly, knock on wood, now that we're still doing it, like nobody got seriously injured.
Yes.
We never broke any bones. We never, like, we were, because we did care about each other and we were. You know, out to not make, you know, the closest we ever got to really getting hurt was camps that one time.
Yeah. I don't remember what happened with
Where we pissed him off.
Oh, yes.
We had one friend, John Campione.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't say his whole name, but he's a doctor. You can find him on Instagram, Rock Tape.
Wow.
He's got a seminar in Florida coming up.
Go see him. Oh my God. Go there with the B1MB episode.
Anyways, you guys are fucking terrible friends. You're terrible friends.
John's an amazing guy and he loves wrestling to this day. Camps, however, was, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm going to say at the time, and I'm not him, he's so, Camps at the time was the one guy who were like, holy shit, you're in super great shape. You watch MMA for real. You watch wrestling. Like, you are jacked. Like, you are the real fucking deal. But part of that came with his respect for wrestling not matching up with our respect for wrestling of what BYWF was. So he wanted to be the champ so fucking badly. You know what I mean? So goddamn badly. Mm-hmm. This belt that didn't matter. You know,
Who decided who was the champ?
Me and Jay and Mike. You'd have a conversation. Like, that'd be interesting. Let's do that. You know what I mean? Okay. So finally.
So you've known Greg for a while now. Where do you think he's taking this?
Where did he even go? Where's the story go?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't.
Tim, you got anything?
I have no idea.
So Camps wanted it so badly that Mike was the champion. And so I had been feuding with Mike, and the whole thing was that I was like Mr. McMahon because like it was my house. We're wrestling in my house, and like my dad's in charge or whatever. And even though he's never on camera, he's about to be. Stick with me. So like the idea was what we told John was, all right, cool. You're gonna win the belt this pay per view. It's gonna be great. You're gonna beat Mike. I'm gonna be the guest referee. It's been this whole thing about how I fucking hate him, and we'll do whatever. He's like, all right, great, no problem. Sounds great. In reality. What we wanted to do was recreate the Montreal Screwjob, of course, from WWE. You know what this is?
No, but I've heard you talk about it.
Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels. Bret's going to go to the WCW the next day or whatever. Vince wants him to drop the belt to Shawn. Bret Hart's like, I'm not fucking doing that. I'll beat Shawn Michaels and then I'll vacate the title. And Vince is like, okay. And then instead what happens is Shawn Michaels puts on Bret Hart's finishing move, the sharpshooter. And Vince McMahon's like, ring the fucking bell. They ring the bell, act like he tapped. Everything goes to fucking hell. Bret Hart tears apart the announce tables. It spits on Vince McMahon. Eventually punches Vince McMahon. Amazing documentary about this. You should follow. But it's like this explosion. And I know this doesn't sell it well because it was that Bret Hart was the guy. He had been with WWF forever, right? And like this was the final thing was WWF being like, fuck you. You know what I mean? And to their credit also, like, you know, fuck you. Like, leave the belt. It's all fake. What do you care?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't be a weirdo. Anyways, though, we decide we're going to Montreal screw job John Campione for the world title. You know, that's so bad against him knowing, right? So it's like this match. I've set up the whole thing that I hate Mike and all this different shit. Yada, yada, yada. And so... the match is going on. I'm fucking with Mike. I'm interfering. I'm doing all this stuff. And eventually, Mike puts him in the sharpshooter and rolls John over into the sharpshooter. And I go, do you submit? And John very, very audibly goes, no! And I go, he submits, ring the bell. And John's like, no! Like the bell gets rung. They bring Mike the title. And when I say they bring Mike the title, someone runs the title to Mike.
Jay does.
Because we were ready for this to go badly. And sure enough, it does. We all sprint to a car we had waiting. Now, mind you, I live on an acre at the time. That's a long run for two really fat guys and Mike. But we're all running. And John has enough time to rinse on camera, roll over and go, fuck. And like, it all clicks into place what we've done. And he pops up and chases us full speed. We dive in this car and pull away. And John runs up to the street and he's just like screaming at us. We pull away and it's like, wow, what a great bit that was. What a great segment to end that thing. And then we're like, how do we come back? You know what I mean? Like, he's not, like, we drive back up. Like, he's not, there's no, the fiction and the reality are one to Camps at this point. And so we drive back up, and I roll down the window. I'm in the back seat. I roll down the window on this car, and I'm like, hey, buddy. He's like, fuck you guys. Yada, yada. And I'm like, all right, it was just funny. We thought about, and like, people are, everyone's still filming. Everyone is still filming this, like, train. It's a shit show in my, not even in our yard, my driveway. This is in the street. This is in the street of my neighborhood. And so John's screaming at the car. He's like, get out, you fucking pussies. Yeah. And so in the middle of this, I don't know what you'd be thinking as a human being. In the middle of this, another car comes into the frame and it rolls down the window and it says to John, we're opening a sandwich shop four blocks away. Here's some coupons. There's a man in like a fucking fluorescent robe with the camera. There's John in athletic gear. There's four petrified teenagers in the car. John takes it from him in like a mystified, like, what the fuck are you? The dude drives away. I roll down the window and I'm like, all right, but seriously, John. And John listens, tears it up, throws it in my face, and it's fucking barren wasteland, Chicago, February, I don't know, blows everywhere and back into the grass or whatever.
But you had one piece that like stuck to the window, like,
right,
perfectly.
Right, right. Roll back up and we're like, fuck, he's gonna beat our asses when we get out of his car. And like, what do we, and we're like in there like, what do we do? Like, do we get out? I don't want to fight him. This is supposed to be funny. What do we do? Where are we? And then it happens and I'm like, holy shit.
Did
guys, it's our saving grace.
I know.
The garage door goes up. My dad gets into his truck and comes out. And I'm like, he's recognized it. Me and my father have had this chasm between us for so long. He doesn't understand the backyard wrestling, tear up the lawn. But he's seen, clearly this has gotten out of control and we need an adult. He backs his car out, turns it so he's like nose to nose with the other car, pulls upside, again, similar to Sandwich Guy, blocking John and us, rolls down his window. I roll down my window, ready to confess, we need help of an adult. And my father says, Gregory, pick up the fucking paper in the yard, and drives away. And I'm like, so I open the car door, shut the car door, walk up to John, start picking up paper out of the yard.
I gotta pick up this paper.
Yeah. And then John just diffused. He was our friend. He's never gonna fight us. But it was like, we got up to that moment of like, fuck, our friend's about to kill us. He is a man. We are boys, and he is gonna rip us limb from
limb. Hair.
Yeah.
That's clearly before John took the Hippocratic Oath. Clearly.
Yeah, of course not. He would never do that now.
That's crazy.
And so that what we did was a make good immediately, where we did like some stupid round robin where he ended up winning the title, like right afterwards.
That's hilarious, though.
I love it.
It was our best and worst moment is BYWF, you know what I mean? Hey,
real quick, Greggy. So yeah. You guys knew back in the day that the whole thing was like staged and fake and everything?
The Bret Hart stuff, Montreal Screwjob. I think so, because it was like, keep in mind, we're doing this in 2001 through 2004. That's not right. No, sorry. It's 99 through 2001. So like that documentary had already hit. Where like that Bret the Hitman Hart documentary where they just happened to be following him through all that shit.
Well, also by now you guys knew that wrestling was.
Yeah, Attitude Era was already a thing. Attitude Era was already a thing where you guys.
And we were putting these story together.
Yeah,
you know,
good point.
And the promos.
Yeah. And that's the life we lived, everybody.
What a life.
In DuPage County.
That was amazing, man.
Thank you.
This is my favorite episode since the 200th episode.
Good. Thank you very much. If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Game Over Greggy Show. Each and every week, four, sometimes five, best friends gather on this table, each bringing a random topic discussion for your amusement. Like that you just held the table. If you like that, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can get the post show we're about to record right now as a video, or live if you're watching live. If you don't want to give us any bucks on patreon.com/kindoffunny, we totally get it. Head over to youtube.com/kindoffunny every Friday. Podcast services every Friday. You get the episode a week later, but you still get it. Until next time. Or do you want to promote anything? Do you want people to follow you or fuck no?
I'm not really a great follow, so I'm going to go with no.
All right,
if you find me, good for you.
Well, they might have put it up. Who knows? I don't know.
Whatever.
Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you. Thanks for watching the Game Over Greggy Show, everybody. Click up here to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Click down there to subscribe to our Patreon. It really helps. Click over here to check out Kinda Funny Games. That's right. We talk about video games if you didn't know that and you're just one of those MCU people that showed up and don't know anything else. And then click down there for the Cool Greg Fun Hole. I don't know what's in it. Funnel. Whatever we want there, man.